triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on the evening of the 26th of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is very close to 4 minutes past 8 p.m. I presume 4 minutes past 8 p.m. It is 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafraland. It's the other way around. It's 4 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafraland and 4 minutes past 7 p.m. here. It's slightly confusing because of the difference today, because the clock here, if I'm not mistaken, went backwards. So we are still in UK 7 p.m. or past 7 p.m. in the Holy Land of Biafra. It is past 8 p.m. in the evening. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. And as always, we must acknowledge your presence by accepting them very graciously. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved and dear brethren in the far eastern part of the world. We must welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well, because this is the only place on this very planet where the truth is spoken, where we are relentless, where our incredulously formidable nature is there for the whole world to see. We never retreat. We never surrender. We never ever circumvent any problem. That is one good thing about us. Once you raise a problem, we confront it head on. We keep coming until we overcome it. That is exactly the same approach we're going to adopt from now until Biafra comes and beyond. Therefore, irrespective of where you're resident, where you're domiciled, the continent, the country, the town, the city, the village, please go to satellite, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. You will go to satellite. You will also, as a matter of fact, go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will go to biafrarestoration.com. You will go to tunein.com as well. We are on biafravoice.com. We are also on radioforest.net. We are on peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, and also ipob.org. We are also on Radio Biafra Bespoke app. Any of those means you choose to contact us or you wish to listen to Radio Biafra through, you are more than welcome to do so. Once again, I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. the leader of the Indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the director of Radio Biafra, and also the commander of the forces of Biafra. Very soon, anyway, there isn't much to say. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. As always, our lines will be open. We run an interactive session here where we open our lines for people to call us to offer their views or opinion, anything they have on their mind pertaining to or regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are incorruptible. That's what I said. Incorruptible. Whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We have come to serve our country, and that is exactly what we are going to do. And because of that, Chukwu Abiama will ensure that Biafra comes under our watch. That is the key. That under our watch, Biafra is going to come and come in truth and in all honesty. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do this very work. We must do so in the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God. And as long as Chukwu Abiama is God, every praise, every adoration, every offering, all that we are today, the one that we were yesterday and likely to become in the future, we offer in absolute and unremitting submission to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, for his mercy, his guidance, his protection in all that we do in pursuit of the restoration of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, I shall bring him to your attention. But right now, please, the numbers once again with which you can get hold of us anytime our lines open remains +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 or 00944 if you're calling us from the zoo, or +44 as the case may be, depending on your preference. +44 208 133 9976. The same thing applies to the other line as well. It's still +44 0044 or 00944, depending on your preference and where you're calling us from. 78 313 08376. We are also on Skype. We are on Tango. We are on Viber as well. And for Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. Any way you choose to get through to us, add Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra One to your Skype contact list. You will be able to call us and we will take your call. This is your radio station. After all, you fund it. And this is Radio Biafra. Not everybody. Some listen. They don't contribute one dime to the running of Radio Biafra. No, they don't. Hausa people don't pay for Hausa service BBC. That is correct. But the BBC, through the British government, get that same money of the oil coming from Biafra land. And the ones we pay here in the UK, we pay TV license. And from our TV license here, Hausa people are getting Hausa service. They are about to get, I'm sure by now, they now have their own satellite television as well in Hausa language. The British love Hausa Fulani Islamic people. They don't like us. They hate us. They wish us death. That is why they handed us over to these people, hook, line, and sinker. And that is exactly what we are trying to extricate, to remove ourselves from that very damnable hellhole built by one singular man, Frederick Lugard. Sometimes people say, oh, but why are you doing this thing alone? And I said to them, Lugard built the zoo alone. It was Lugard that created Nigeria alone. There is nothing wrong with one person getting Biafra, or two, or three, or nobody for that matter, because everything is in the gift of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. Any day he determines that we have suffered enough, he has seen enough, we have done enough to bring about the coming of his own kingdom on this earth, Chukwu Abiama will decree it and it will happen. And sometimes when people tell us, I have been reading a lot of comments, can one person get us Biafra? One person. And I said to them, are you people blind? When I was in Norway, was it only me in Norway? When I was in the USA, was it only me? When I traveled to Indonesia, was it only me? When I traveled to China, was it only me that you saw? When I went to Thailand, was it only me? In Malaysia, was I alone? In Ghana, was I alone? Why can't people reason like human beings? Oh, you cannot get Biafra. So those people in the pictures with me, what are they? Aliens? Anyway, I blame English language. Most of us don't quite understand English language. You can't get... What people are asking us to do is to divide the present responsibilities we have and give it to other people outside so they can come in and ruin everything. There are even some youngsters, some little kids running around, whatever they call themselves, I don't know. They said, oh no, they don't want to let us in. You should be uniting everybody, not dividing them. We are uniting the Biafran family, those that believe in truth and honesty, in every ramification. Some of us don't know the meaning of the word truth and honesty. They don't know the meaning of it. Even those that claim that they are anointed men. When you say you are truthful and honest, they don't quite understand the meaning of it. It means anything that you ask us, we respond to you truthfully to the best of our ability. Any question at all you ask us, we answer you truthfully. That is the meaning of truth and honesty. I don't know what people... Anyway, I hope that this education is sinking in. Because here, when you join us, you learn. We learn from you, and you learn from us. And that is why, right this very moment, all across the world, humanity is at a standstill. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody. Even those on factory floor, they listen to Radio Biafra. Why is that? It's not because we possess anything extraordinary. It is because we speak the truth on this very platform. It is because we enthuse. It is because here we allow people to learn. We impart knowledge to them. We equip them so they understand the pursuit of Biafra, both from a spiritual, from a sociological, and also from a political dimension. Nothing at all is left to chance. Nothing at all. So that when you go out and you ask questions about Biafra, you can be able to stand up and defend yourself. That is the essence of it. Once we can win the argument on the street, Biafra is a step closer. That is the essence of why we do things the way we do it. And that is why we are unstoppable. That is why there is no force that is able to match us, not today, not tomorrow. People can beg all they like. Oh, we want to come in. You people are not letting us in. You are doing it on your own. No, we are not. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is made up of 4 people. Then you go wider and wider and the circle. Do you know how many we are in the Directorate of State of Biafra? Do you know how many we are? Each continent of the world, we have a continental representative. Do you know how many coordinators we have all over the world? Do you know how many zonal coordinators we have? Of course, those of them still standing. Not those of them who are rumor mongers and peddlers in gossip. No, they have been removed and set aside. We know who they are. There's an almighty reshuffle coming. Almighty has said, many more will be weeded out. I need 100 men. 100. I don't believe in idiots and weasels. 100 men sent by Chukwu Abiama. Biafra will come. The approach we will take, we cannot tell you. But Biafra is coming in truth and honesty. That every honor and praise may go to Chukwu Abiama and not to man. Only him is worthy to be praised and to be thanked for everything that we have become today. We must thank Chukwu Abiama. We welcome you. Please go outside and welcome other people. If the barrister is joining me, please, there is a slight difficulty with my private line with which he gets hold of me all the time. Please, barrister, I do insist you come to me via +44 or, because we're all in the UK, 078-313-08376. Please, barrister, come to me via that very line. If anyone is listening close to the barrister, please inform him, 078-313-08376. That is how you can be able to get through to me this very fine evening, wherever you are, all over the world. We are welcoming you as always. This is Radio Biafra, your platform. We are this evening, as always, we are going to learn from one another. Do not hesitate to please remind everybody back in Biafra land and in the zoo as well that it is now 8 o'clock their time that we start. 7 p.m. in the UK, 8 p.m. in Biafra land, please. 7 p.m. in the UK, 8 p.m. in Biafra land. We see how it goes for about a week. If they are struggling, we have to start. But we cannot start at 6 because most people all around the world are then getting back from work. So it's something that we need to discuss at the editorial board level to find out, having taken soundings from people to determine when best to commence our broadcast. We are also welcome people. If you phone us, you can tell us which do you prefer. Today we are coming to you at 7, although it's 7 p.m. UK time. Back in Biafra land, it is 8 p.m. I don't know if that is better for them or not. We need to look into it and then be able to decide the best way forward. This is Radio Biafra once again. I should remind each and every one of you that our mission is a very simple one. We are here to get Biafra, and we are going to do so in truth and honesty as long as we remain incorruptible. That is the key. Incorruptible. But there is no problem we cannot deal with. You know, previously we used to deal with problems very calm, you know, like civilized people. But when people adopt very crude and very primitive ways of dealing with issues, we resort to primitivity as well. Because the zoo will not allow us to go out, deliberate, discuss, and vote on our right to be free as a people. Any way they want it, we give it to them. That is something we are making abundantly clear. And we don't need anybody's permission to be able to do so. Some people say, oh, we are here. We are going to court. We're jumping upstairs. And no, that is rubbish. When Frederick Lugard came, Frederick Lugard did not obtain anybody's permission before he proceeded to create that empire of darkness called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. No permission from anybody. They never wanted anybody to ask. In fact, they came in and they killed as many as possible. Those that survived, they sold into slavery. Therefore, the process to remove us from the same thing that was constructed by this very singular human being, we don't need to approach anybody to seek their permission for us to be free. If you want to know why, please refer to the rights of the indigenous people, the charter itself, drawn up by United Nations, I believe in 2007. Very, very important. You acquaint yourselves with that very fine piece of document. Upon that, we rest our case. Upon that, we rest our agitation to be free. And upon that very document as well, every legal standing, every moral standing, we avail ourselves of. Because what we are right now doing is correct, proper, and right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed in the absence of the barrister. And of course, I do hope you'll be able to join us later on. We are going to, as a matter of course, give you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We presented our AM broadcast today. We shall also come to you very early in the morning tomorrow as well. Very, very critical. Very, very important that the ceaseless dissemination of this very information continues unabated. We don't intend to retreat nor surrender. And I must also add as well that as a matter of course, that the coordinator's line is also, when we do open our lines, that line will also be open as well, which is Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68 is the line for all principal officers, those of you serving our beloved country, Biafra. I must also announce that a panel was constituted to look at a panel of inquiries, not a reconciliation panel, panel of inquiry to get to the bottom of everything and then be able to make that public to the whole world. That is what we want them to do. We want to lay the exact foundations as to how we want this very Biafra that we are now building to develop in the future. Very, very important. That very panel is headed by Dr. Ogedi Ozokwe. There are other people serving with them as well. But that is Ogedi Ozokwe's panel of inquiry to look at what went wrong, how it went wrong. And then they will make recommendations which shall be presented. And then we take it on from there. But this very effort to restore Biafra is unstoppable. Anything foolish enough to stand in the way, may Satan have mercy upon your soul. Because Chukwu Abiyama would have left you a long time ago. Every battle we go into, we win. We always win. Eventually we do, yes. You may not believe it, but we do. Every battle we go into, we win. Or was Rike fell? How about cockroaches? We stamp upon them and we crush them to death. It's as simple as that. We don't stop. You may get tired. We don't get tired. We have been studying Biafra for 19 years. We understand the psyche of an average Igbo person. We know their destructive nature. We are aware of their legendary cynicism, doubt, greed, envy, jealousy. I know all of that. Yes, we do. We know all of that. And in building what we are building, right, we have factored all of that in. Everything. Even the disappointment that will come from Igbo people, we have built everything in. Into the shock absorber system. So there is nothing any man or woman can do to bring. It's impossible. And that is why we dare them. We want them to try. Because if we cannot, you know, survive such rubbish, how can we face the might of the zoo, of the Arab world, and of the Christian world as well, who are against us? How are we going to defeat them? If we cannot deal with something so inconsequential. At the end of this very process, we continue. This is Radio Biafra. How conflicting security reports scuttled the ceasefire deal. Ceasefire between the zoo and their fellow monkeys, Boko Haram. On one hand, you have baboons. On the other hand, you have monkeys. All fighting for the same thing, the oil coming from Biafra land. That is the big prize. That is where the eyes of the British government has ever been from day one. That is the oil. Because of that same crude oil, they killed 5.2 million people. Because of that same crude oil, we cannot use Port Harcourt seaport. Because of that same crude oil, Calabar seaport is close to us. Because of that same crude oil, there is no viable, meaningful industry functioning, employing more than 50 people. Because of that same oil, we have become destitute. Because of that same oil, we have been economically, politically, in every way imaginable, rendered absolutely useless. Because of oil, crude oil. They said their ceasefire broke down. Hausa Fulani people want control of the zoo because whoever controls Aso Rock, you control the oil. And we are here battling to make sure that our land remains free. Not because of resources in it. Because the greatest resource you can ever have is your brain. Japan has no natural resource. They are not the largest country in the world in terms of population. But Japan is very, very mighty. Japan is huge, very big, in every way imaginable. It used to be an imperial power. As tiny as Japan is, Japan used to occupy large swathes of China. Of course, they are partly Chinese, of course. We know that. The Japanese swept across the entire Pacific until they attacked America at Pearl Harbor. As tiny as Japan is, they make things happen. The reason why they're able to do that is because they use their brain. They don't have any natural resource. There is no oil, there is no coal, there is no gold, there is no bauxite, there's no iron ore. No, they import everything. Up to the drinking water that they have in Japan. Do you know how they get drinking water in Japan? They go to the Antarctica. They go and cut a slab of ice. Eyes that have been lying dormant for nearly 2, 3, 4, 5, 10,000 years. Some of them almost 1 million years old. The Japan, I don't want to tell you this now. I will preach this very gospel when I get to Japan. The water they drink is melted from the very finest glacier you can find in the Antarctic region. They throw this block into Japan and then it melts, it drips, they collect it and they bottle it. The finest water is like drinking the same water as Chukwu Abiyama, if I thought there's anything like that. Of course, we know he doesn't eat. He doesn't feed on anything. We know that very well. But were Chukwu Abiyama to drink water, the water that God will drink is the very purified, the very finest drop they can find in the untainted glacier in the Antarctica. That's what they do in Japan. They were still sucking water from waterproof bag. They call it pure water. How conflicting security reports scuttled ceasefire deal. They say an Igbo woman killed her husband while he was asleep. And I'm not surprised, considering what's been going on. This type of thing never happened before.
Never used to happen until they brought weave on and eyelashes. Everything changed. Because the people that will kill their husband are European women. They are the ones that their hair is flowing with eyelashes. Now we copied them with eyelashes and everything. We have started to kill our husbands as well. Amazing. Things that were once unheard of. Amazing. Beware. Boko Haram now franchise for criminals. Who doesn't know that? After all, even Maso Opondo was Rike branched out into criminality. The same criminals are the ones begging, even the younger ones, that are the ones begging to try and come in. Somehow they think that this is another mass up thing. Somehow I'm like, oh, Wazirike, people are so daft. Who told you that? Do you think this is some kind of an enterprise? Abateke, is that what you think? You must be deranged. You are not well. Two types of people we need. Either you volunteer to fight at the front line or you give us your financial support. Simple. That should tell you what we are here for. To get Biafra by every means possible, my preference is to fight for it. And that's exactly what we are going to do. People don't know why we say it. We say it because not tomorrow you start claiming credit for it. If not that we are still here. Some people would have taken Radio Biafra and claimed credit for it and say it is theirs. But you see, we are here and that will not happen. So we are telling you what we are going to do before we do it so that next time when we speak, you take us very seriously. That is why we do things the way we do it. We know what we are doing. You people are very, very cynical people. Cynicism is your watchword. Cynicism. We are trying to cure you of that very disease. That is why there is a method in our madness. We know what we are doing. Every approach we adopt is designed to elicit a particular outcome in our people. And that is always geared towards positivity. To make sure that you are fit to be called the children of the Most High God, Jubwabiam. Criminals everywhere through Boko Haram. Who wouldn't be? ISIS is a child. Don't worry, it's coming. They are growing. I like it. They keep branching out. They keep having, very soon they will factionalize. They will have different factions. And then they will head into different directions. Only then will you realize what you have done to yourself. If you have not contributed to the defense fund, that is. Amechi reveals shocking details on why he has disowned Jonathan as his brother. President, we read this very morning. Jonathan is now in Jerusalem on pilgrimage. Hausa Fulani is at it again, the emir of Katsina Turban's Delta Revenue Board boss. Buhari, the benefactor of Boko Haram terrorists, as the APC, Islamic Brotherhood Party, said there is nothing wrong with Muslim ticket. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all wrong with it. I believe there's everything wrong with the Zoom. I don't know why we're actually reading it, but it's what is happening there. So we must tell you, because our effort, our focus is exclusively on Biafra, how we are going to get Biafra and beyond. That is why we are here. And that is exactly what we are going to do. And this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, the time here now is approximately 7:30 p.m. in the evening of the 26th of October, 2014. If you are in Biafra land, the time is 8:30 p.m., 8:30 in the evening. Wherever else you are, it is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. And this is Radio Biafra. Now, the news in greater detail. The current efforts by the Zoo government to rescue over 200 girls taken by members of Boko Haram fighters from the government secondary school Chibok in Borno State on April 14 this year could itself be described as a war of some sort. But after many strident but failed attempts to liberate the captives from their captors, it has become clear to the Nigerian security men that the job requires more than bullets, tanks and fire, but more of serious intelligence to keep the malevolent but ingenious men at bay. Chibok details why the security agents' goal is to uproot them from the landscape and erase their memory from the annals of history. The terrorists who have mastered the terrain in which they pitch their tents of war also want to render the administration impotent in order to hoist their torn flags of caliphate system of administration, which is alien to most parts of the people that inhabit that very zoo, and indeed the whole world. but unbridled mistrust among the Nigerian security agencies, whose duties it is to advise the president, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, to take accurate and decisive action against the terrorists, has contributed in no small measure to scuttle the efforts of Nigeria to win the war against the sect. A competent source inside the presidential villa, Aso Rock, explained to Sunday Vanguard that of the many security agencies which churn out bundles of security reports for the presidency on a daily basis, only two actually work together and agree on several issues relating to Boko Haram insurgents and their leadership. The source said that the inability of the ZU security groups to work harmoniously for a common goal had resulted in the presentation of conflicting security reports to the presidency, thereby causing more confusion in the system than providing answers and clear operational direction against the insurgents. It was learned that the mutual suspicion among the elite security agencies in the ZU was responsible for the confusion surrounding the death of the leader of Boko Haram sect, Abubakar Shekau. It was gathered that while one of the director generals of the security outfit had provided incontrovertible evidence that Shekau was killed since 2013, most other top brass working very closely with the presidency had continued to impress upon the president that the man was alive. For that reason, the president is said to have adopted what an insider calls a wait-and-see attitude towards the Shekau issue and believe the director general or doubt his claim. That doesn't make sense to me, but we'll continue. The confusion, it was further learned, has given room to some loyalists of Shekau to receive huge financial support from the government under the guise of helping the top security managers to secure freedom for the abducted Chibok girls and end the cycle of violence in parts of the Northeast. The same way we told you, now it is being confirmed by the Vanguard. Didn't we tell you before that Jonathan was giving money to Boko Haram? That they were confusing him. Everything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Gospel. Eziokwu. Okwu Chineke ka obu. Gospel. That is why any question you ask us, we answer you truthfully. Before man and before God. Regardless of the consequences. We answer you because that was what we swore. As long as we sit here, anything you ask us, we give you an answer. A direct one and a truthful one at that. Look at it. It is here. Now being confirmed by the Vanguard newspaper that Boko Haram have been receiving money from the government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, being channeled through CBN when Sanusi Lamido was there. Is that not very clear now? And how about us? Oh, some say they're in court. Some are in classroom. Others on top of the tree. Sit at home. Sit in the forest. Sit on the stream. Sit on the river. When Boko Haram, not only are they killing you, the government of the ZU is begging them to stop. What do you want we give you? And yet, some people want to scuttle what we are doing. Boko Haram are busy killing us every blessed day. Some people are busy trying to destroy the effort to bring our people away from that very mess. Can you believe that? People are begging, we are asking for funds. Oh, please help us. We want to buy weapons. We want to do this, we want to do that. Yes, but Boko Haram, they don't even ask for. They give them money. Billions upon billions upon billions. And people say, oh, but when are you going to start? Can't you start next week? Boko Haram, their budget is in the billions. You don't have up to £4,000. You want us to launch an attack against them. With less than four. Okay, I forgot. Don't we go to church? We believe in miracle. God will provide on the day. He will give us AK-47. He will give us grenades that we need. All the pistols we need, God will give it to us, including the bullets. Everything God will give us, isn't it? We make things here very, very simple for our people so that you can see the truth and embrace it. Very, very important. You see the truth and you embrace it. That is critical. Very, very critical. That you do so. We continue. 25-year-old Blessing Onyibe, Wabogami. I don't quite understand this type of name. Is this an Igbo name? Wabogami. I don't understand it. Sounded the word to me. I don't know. I'll ask barrister. Let's say Blessing Onyibe has been arrested by men of the Ebonyi State Police Command for killing her husband, Mr. Owen Wabogami. It's a very funny name. near their home at Ojegbe, Amike, Ugbodo, Abakiliki, in Ebonyi State. The mother of one attacked her husband with a cutlass while he was sleeping at an uncompleted building in October 13th, explaining why she killed her husband. Blessing told the son, "My husband was fond of chasing me with cutlass whenever we have misunderstanding. Whenever he brings out his cutlass, I will run out of the house for him. On that particular day, October 13, I had a misunderstanding with him, and immediately he picked up his cutlass and chased me out of the house. Later, he went to an uncompleted building to sleep. Then I said to myself, before my husband will kill me, let me kill him first. While he was asleep, I went to where he kept his cutlass and killed him. Then I ran to my husband's village and told the kinsmen that I had killed my husband," she said. The Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of the State Criminal Investigation Department, Mrs. Justina Obodo, said Blessing will be charged to court while the baby will be handed to the State Welfare Board, maybe for adoption. This is what is happening where you come from. In all my life, I was born, I was raised in the village. Because those raised in the village have common sense. It's those raised in the town that have difficulties. I was raised in the village. This type of nonsense never happened in all my life. Never, ever, ever. This is what is happening. This is now the new trend. Nothing surprises me anymore with Igbo people. Nothing is shocking to me anymore. This did not happen on the streets of America. This did not happen anywhere in Europe. This happened in the village. In the village. If what this woman is saying is correct, we don't want to intrude upon a family grief, of course. It's a very private matter. But if this man is as bad as they claim he is, why would he be hiding from the wife sleeping in an uncompleted building? I don't understand it. Anyway, as I said, it's a private family matter. But this is, we are bringing this news today to tell you how bad and how deplorable things have become. We continue. Boko Haram is now a criminal franchise organization. They have branched out into different sectors of criminality. And there is one coming very close to you soon. Ahead of the scheduled meeting between the officials of the Zoo government and Boko Haram sect in Chad Republic tomorrow, many experts have expressed doubts on the fruitfulness of such negotiations with the sect, saying Boko Haram has become a franchise for all sorts of criminals, citing disharmony, lack of organization, and clear-cut leadership on the part of the deadly sect. One of the experts, Richard Downey, deputy director and fellow at the Center of Strategic and International Studies Africa Program, who was engaged by the World Post, a media partnership of Huffington Post and Belgrade Institute of Governance, said the ubiquitous nature of Boko Haram and lack of clear-cut leadership structure in the sect will render peace talks meaningless. According to Downing, Boko Haram harbors many factions and it is unclear who represents the group. He explained further that it was even improper to call Abubakar Shekau its leader. Downing, in an interview with the World Post, declared that the sect had three factions. Boko Haram has become an umbrella brand or franchise that covers all kinds of activities. It's pretty hard to see who speaks for the group. There are at least three different strands under the Boko Haram umbrella with varying motivations. First, there are the guerrillas who are motivated by political grievances. The origins of Boko Haram grew out of the political grievance against the federal government and the established elite of the North. There are a lot of well-founded arguments that local politicians bankrolled the group at the onset and then lost control of the monster. Even people all over the world know this, that Hausa Fulani people, the same people fattening themselves on the proceeds of the oil coming from Biafra land, are the ones that set up Boko Haram to also come and kill you. Isn't that amazing? They set these things up also to come and kill you. Very, very sad indeed. And now Boko Haram, as I told them then, this thing that you are funding in 2012, we told them this. This thing that you are funding, it will grow out of your control. Look at Al-Qaeda today. Does anyone speak for Al-Qaeda? ISIS is even a branch of Al-Qaeda. ISIS is just a branch of it, not even the rest. Then you have Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Then you have Al-Qaeda in the Horn of Africa. Everywhere you have them. And they will never stop. The same thing is now happening to Boko Haram. They are now splintering, which means You people are in one almighty mess. I can tell you that. If you're going somewhere thinking, wishing away, oh, why don't you give them more money? They will stop. You are mistaken. Because their motives are divergent. No longer convergent. They have diversified. The political wing is there. Those that want Sharia, they are there. Those that want vengeance, they are there. Those that, for various reasons, they have congregated. And they have congregated to cause mayhem, to kill as many people as possible, and in the process impose Islam on top of you. Experts are now telling Jonathan, all the money you spent in the past is a mess, is a waste. How do you stop Boko Haram? That is the question. Americans should stop worrying. The best way to stop Boko Haram is to allow Biafra to emerge. You need an ideology to fight an ideology, and Biafra is that ideology, that antidote to Islamic expansionism in that part of the world. Only Biafra can stop Boko Haram. As simple as that. Once you have Biafra, Boko Haram is gone. Gone and gone forever. We also reported very early in the morning that Goodluck Jonathan went to Jerusalem for pilgrimage, seeking for divine power to be elected into office again. Because we did that before, he also wanted to follow our footsteps. He is looking for divine intervention. Then after this, who knows where he will go to? He will go to Mecca next, after 4 years, to maybe they will change the constitution. He would like to be there for life. And as Barrister said, I wish he can continue. So because of him, that the zoo may be destroyed. I wish that will be the case. And that they will destroy that very zoo. And Biafra will be able to come as a result of it as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. And we continue. We are also reporting this very evening as we did in the morning. I'm just skipping through this, or can I say, I'm running through the news right now because we reported this in the morning. If you want to listen to them in detail, it is there for you to download. If you go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. If you go there, you will be able to see it. You will be able to download it, and you also will be able to listen as well about our very extensive coverage of Jonathan's visit to Jerusalem, where he says he's going to perform a pilgrimage, and also Hausa Fulani people have turbanned somebody in Delta State. This man is now one of them. He is now one of them. And what is his name? His name is Mr. Joel Onowapo Thomas. That is one big fashion these days for people in that part of the world to always answer some kind of a foreign surname to confuse people even the more. This man, his name is Thomas Joel Onowapo Thomas. He has been turbanned as his new title is Majidadin Kaigama of Katsina. That is his name. Majidadin Kaigama of Katsina, that's his new title. And this man is supposed to be a Biafran. Nothing surprises me at all with what we have seen. I don't know what is wrong, but Chukwu Abiyama, please, the 100 you promised, 100 men is all we need, please. This type of people, they are a disgrace to humanity. We continue the Islamic Party, APC, with their Biafran branch. You know, they also have their own ward. They have their Biafran branch. They have offices everywhere, also in London as well, with people answering to Biafrans and flocking towards them. These people said they will present a Muslim ticket. What that means is, if the Muslim president were to nod off in office and stop breathing, a Muslim will now take over. Why? Because of their encounter and experience with Goodluck Jonathan. That concludes our news this very evening, the evening of the 26th of October 2014, with the time now at approximately 8 p.m. here, 9 p.m. No, I need to get this thing right. It's 7:45 here and 8:45 in Biafraland. That is correct because we are 1 hour behind. It just happened today. They keep tinkering with the clock all the time. That is the problem we have in this part of the world. And that is our news we presented to you today. And now our lines are open. You are free to call Radio Biafra. And when you do so, the only thing we demand of you is your name and where you are calling from. That is all we require from you, and the rest will be done. Our lines are now open,
And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are going straight away to the line to take the very first caller this evening. I think this number calls all the time. They call and then it goes off. I don't know why that is the case. This same number, it is 229. They call this line. Once we open our lines, they call and then it goes off immediately. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is going on. I don't know why that happens all the time. I don't know if it is something to do with the line or if it is something to do with the phone. I don't know what it is. It's 229. They call and then it goes off. And then they'll keep trying later on. Let's go to this other line as well. We have a caller on the phone on +44208133-9976. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Yes, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling from.
I'm talking with Chukwuode Ojimba from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, thank you very much.
Imo State in Itanansa.
Itanansa, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. I just tried to comment about yesterday. At the time, the line, I cannot get the line. It's so busy. I'm very happy. And try to ask you, the lecture I've been learning from you is so amazing for my side. I'm learning a lot. I think my son is already at my leg. Everything we pray for Biafra.
That's good.
And another thing I want to say, you may remember me when you come to Amsterdam. I'm the one who asked you about Bilie.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. I tried to organize them. We each finished the DuPont and they collected €250 per almost at something people. And they're going to break one month in one part of Enugu. the Malans are there with a gun and this.
God.
Then I'm not so foolish, but I paid my money because. It's out of my heart that I need Biafra deadly as well
of
as
course.
Anything.
Yes.
Anybody who can give me Biafra, I'm ready to follow that person anywhere. So that is how they bond me. They bond me to be an intuitive and a fellow human. But I always force a victim to back the one. So, but after long, I've tried to congratulate you. Since then, you left us here. I go and join my brothers here. And later on, we are trying to settle everything that happened.
Yes.
So, about what happened and what the women are talking up and down, I just tried to comment on that woman that is saying all over the women in the Biafra women are suspended. My wife is not suspended too. We are contributing our money here. So, if then they cannot do, they will leave us alone. And 20 people cannot stop Biafra to not get their head. So, that's the only thing I had to contribute. And I thank you. And when you reach home, try to greet your wife to me. I'm so much happy to have. I'm so much happy to have to be leaving you to be doing this job. Congratulations. May Chukwuode Ama bless you and protect you anywhere you are going.
Thank you. Don't go away. Don't go away, please. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Why did you pay the €250? Why? When you know that we are looking for defense fund to be able to buy arms, not to carry out one operation, but to be consistent in what we are doing. This is the thing with our people. When I came to Amsterdam, you asked that question and I answered you as honestly as I can. But I don't know why sometimes it is difficult. Like yourself, anybody, if you come out tomorrow and say, going to get me Biafra, I'll be following you like an idiot. That's the way I am. That's why I followed everybody that came along. Everybody I followed. Once you say Biafra, I'll be following you sheepishly because I want Biafra very desperately. But I don't understand why. This is what I said about Igbo people. When people lie to you, you listen to them. When you hear the truth, you cannot tell.
This is 2010, yeah? It's not
the one in 2010. But it is the same people. The same people.
Yeah,
isn't
it's the same people, but I never pay again. I already paid my defense fund.
Okay.
And I can never go back. When you came here, you revived my life. That is where I take over and try to go back to my brothers.
Go back to them.
You, Nandi, you are the only destiny child of Biafra. And the Biafra will come on your face.
Watch and
see.
We
all will rejoice.
He said,
whoever will stand to stop Biafra, For generation to generation, we never smell the land of Biafra, and Biafra will come.
He said, they will be obliterated. They will be wiped clean from the face of the earth. I am no longer a nice person. I used to be very nice. They started to carry rumor about, please. Everybody should listen very carefully to Radio Biafra to what I say. People should stop peddling rumors. They should just stop it. It doesn't pay. You can peddle rumors when we commence our march. Stop peddling rumors. It's not going to solve any problem at all. I am going home this very week we've gone into. That's what I said. I say something and I do it. If they like, let them go and mobilize every battalion to be at the airport. I will still go in through that very airport. Murtala Muhammad in Lagos. Mad people. I'm going home. I said, that is where I come from. The land of my ancestors. This is Radio Biafra. People will call and we will take... Is your radio, is your station... Our brother, he came to me at the meeting. He was trying to ask questions. Of course, I understood him very, very well and explained to him. There we are in, let us get this thing straight. People are going about carrying all this propaganda. Oh, now the Kano doesn't want to, other groups to come and join. If you come and join us, you will spoil what we are doing because your mind is not pure. For you to come and join us, you need to be purified. Baptized in the fire of freedom fighting, Biafran style. They went for a conference. That's a conference in Barcelona. This is coming. They went to the conference in Barcelona. I am advertising them, yes, because we must speak the truth. Only 9 people came. In the same zone where they're having that meeting in Barcelona. If I go there and I say, I don't want to see the whole of Barcelona, only that area, we will double their number. There is only 9 of you all over the world. The whole world, only 9 people. But madam, itenani, call morundia number, you know, itenani. Only 9 people telling millions of people what to do. He was doing Biafra alone by himself. As if they are blind. When we opened our embassy in Barcelona, how many people did you see? When we went on the streets and we were singing our songs on the streets of Barcelona, how many people did you see behind me? How many did you see? Because they can't... You ruin it. You people are tainted. We are without blemish before God and before man because we are truthful. That is key. That is what makes you a man. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. I don't know if this caller can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is your name? I'm talking to you. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down immediately. Turn your system down if you may. I can hear you from there or hear myself as the case may be. Have you turned it down?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
I can hear you. What is your name? What is your name, please? He's waiting for to hear his own voice. He has said hello, so he will wait to hear his own voice before continuing, which is always the problem. If he wants to speak, he could have spoken. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
I'm Chidebere Angel. I'm calling from Mumunze, Anambra State.
Is Angel your father's name?
Yes.
So your
My father's name is Chidebere
Angel. Your father's name is Chidebere Angel.
My name is Chidebere Angel.
Yes. Which angel is it? Is it Angel Michael or Gabriel? Which one is it?
Angel Chidebere.
Angel Chidebere. Okay, Angel, please go ahead. I'm happy. The other day we had Jesus Christ from Belgium. Today is an angel calling us from Mumunze. Please go ahead.
Okay. In fact, I used to listen to you. You used to make a comment. The comment you have been making is about creation of man, that Nigeria is a creation of man.
Yes.
But there are one particular thing I want you to really explain very well.
Yes.
And that is, there's another thing created by man, not just Nigeria. You know, Nigeria was created by Lugard.
Yes.
And there's another particular one I wanted you to hit point on, because that is where the main problem is.
Please educate us.
That one is the thing that is holding up in slavery.
What is that thing?
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. What is that very
yes.
thing? What is that thing?
You know that Nigeria was created by Lord Lugard.
No, by Frederick Lugard. He's not a lord. It was created by Frederick Lugard, not Lord. When he say Lord, people think he's a brother to Jesus Christ.
Okay. Sunday worship was also created by man.
What is created by man again?
That is what is created by man.
Hold on. What is created by man again? What is that thing?
Sunday worship.
Of course, no. Who doesn't know that? Of course, Sunday worship is the time they used to worship the sun god. Sunday is not the day of worship for God. It's Saturday. Everybody knows that. Even a child knows that. But the Europeans, go ahead.
In fact, I want you to understand that is where the main problem of the Igbos lies.
I agree with
because
you as well.
Because our foundation is about to worship.
That is correct.
Now, when they introduced this Sunday to us, we accepted it. That is why we are in slavery. Please, Director, I want you to continue hitting point on this particular aspect. Yes, I want you to understand, if you go to this war you're about to go with the name to defend Christianity, you cannot succeed.
Do you listen to Radio Biafra at all?
I've been listening to Radio Biafra.
Exactly. If you listen, you will know that I said, let me finish, please. Can I finish? If you will listen to it, you will know that I say I am a Biafran. I never said I'm a Christian. I said I am a Biafran. Even Yeshua himself is not a Christian. He used to worship God at the same place I went to pray, at the temple of Solomon in Jerusalem or any other synagogue. He never went to any St. Agnes or St. Paul. You understand? And he observed the Sabbath day as well. Yes, he worshipped on the Sabbath day. That is correct. He worshipped on the Sabbath day. What happened is this. When the white people from Europe got hold of the word of God, they sneaked in through the back door. They removed everybody from the house. And when everybody left, before you now come into your own father's house, you have to buy a ticket. That's what happened. And that ticket is what they're now telling you. Turned everything upside down. The last day, even they themselves, they know it. The last day of the week, even on your simple calendar. Everybody go to your smartphone now, open it, and you see your calendar there. The last day of the week is Saturday, not Sunday. There is no justification. God gave us a direct command again to say, on Sabbath day, keep it holy. The last day. Amen. And the archer, they say, behold, all things have passed away apart from, is it Malachi, about Titus and Uzziri. And then they confused everybody. And through that very means, the devil came in. And as they say, the rest is history. Thank you, my dear brother. I love what you said. Thank you very much. We have people who are on Skype, I believe. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, all Biafrans all over the world, according to your region. My name is Carlo Stephen Ijeoma. I hail from Bend, the local government of Abia State, Biafra land. And I reside here in the heart of the zoo. Director, I just want to make something clear. I don't know who is this lady that is writing rubbish on Facebook. I have read several articles she wrote on Facebook. In fact, she went ahead to say that Nnamdi, that you know her very much, that you have broadcasted from her house 5 times. I don't know, Director, whether you know this woman. She needs to be stopped.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who is this very person you're talking about?
She was saying that you know her very well, that you have broadcasted from her house 5 good times, and I think she called her name something Cherry, something like that. And I told her, I said, you better stop this rubbish before you are stopped. So she started writing me back, and I told her I'm not interested of what she's writing. Director, all I want to say in this medium is that everybody, whatever they are saying, I don't care whatever they're saying, but I know that you are going to lead us to the promised land. Oh, Director, can I ask you a question?
Of course you may, yes.
Director, are you having a biased mind in this struggle you are leading?
Biased mind in what respect? I never have a biased mind. I will follow this battle to the very bitter end of it, or to the sweet end, whichever one comes first. I don't get, do I look like, do you know how many people have fought before? Do you know how many have fought before?
That is why, Director, I am trying to tell you today that the only word I am leaving for you is be courageous. As God advised Joshua, that the only word that God told Joshua is to be courageous. And with that, we are going to triumph over every enemy. I never knew that even our women will join these fools, you know, to scatter what we have been planning, what we have been fighting, what we have been praying for to come. Anyway, I leave it for them. I said, if only they will repent and come back to God before they will forgive me. If not, all of them will perish. That's the only thing I say to them. Director, I just want to encourage you to keep on the good work we are doing. All of us, all Biafrans, we are behind you. And I know that you are going to take us to the promised land. That is the only thing I want the Biafrans to know.
He said, thank you very much. That is something also. The caller on the phone, stay where you are, which I must make very, very clear. I don't know why people underestimate me. I don't know why they do that. If you come into any conflict with us, you will lose. And lose very, very badly. You will come back again to beg. All of them, from top to bottom, they come to beg. From mass up to the last person. And the answer will always be no. Biafra is going to come under our watch. You may not like it. That is entirely your business. But Biafra is coming because we are the only ones that will say something and we do it. That is the difference. We are incorruptible. Nigeria can go and dredge up all the things it can dredge up. They can go and bribe everybody, promise you heaven and earth, promise you things you've never seen before in your life, even those who are very poor and wretched. They've never seen Totoro Racha before in their lives. Nigeria will give you everything to try to stop what we are doing. And I welcome each and every one of you. I welcome it. I never run away from any battle. And I always win. Always understand that. We always win. Always. That is why we are here today. You can beg from the side all you like. You will not come in. All of you born in the gutter of Yoruba land, you will not come in. You can concoct whatever rubbish you wish to concoct. That's entirely up to you. It doesn't concern us. Our work is ongoing. Let me tell you the secret now, what we are doing. And now, Ojukwu was very kind. Ojukwu allowed saboteurs to exist. And we lost the war because of sabotage. That is the truth. I devised a new means. What I'm doing is to shake all the saboteurs to head them towards one place. To head them towards one shelter. And then we kill them. Mark my word today. Listen to what I said. They will all go. Manden Tamo, Mandi, where everybody, you will head you towards one corner. So all of you will come together in one place so that to kill you will be very, very easy. That's what we are doing. Scrutiny. We want those that will stay with us in this battle to the very end. Not those that will come halfway. Oh, yes, Shekuli Kehabalaga. I defeated Owasurike. He's in ruins. Who are these cockroaches? Who are they? I defeated people. Your first human worker. Who are they? Who are they? If you go to Wazirika now, you mention Nnamdi Kanu, you will go into convulsion. I fight to win. The reason why I said to them, don't touch him yet, is because I told him, vultures will eat his flesh. Those are my words to him. Ogam, he will be conscious and watching vultures devour him, that he may know in his next life. When he hears my name, he will tell the mother, please don't give birth to me. Any battle I go into, I win. I always win. Understand that. But I like it as they're coming out. It's training. I look at it as warm up. We are warming up for what is to come. I ain't got me to send you, but we'll walk over. We are warming up for what is to come. The more you become effective at what you do, They have looked at us and said, oh my God, if we don't stop these people, things will happen to us. Every Okoko, Mwachicha, Mangware, every idiot. And we are heading them to one place. Into one particular funnel. We're funneling them into one place. They disappear. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Is it me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please raise your voice for me, your name and where you are.
Okay, good afternoon, Director.
And good evening from here.
Greetings from upstate New York.
From upstate New York. Please go ahead. Your name, please. Your name.
Okay, my name is Vicky Erondu. I'm calling from upstate New York, and I come from Isia Langwa, not far from our battery.
Thank you very much.
And Director, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I said, yeah, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Director, I'm just calling. I've been trying to call for over a week. You know how busy the line gets? It's not easy to get through. But today I'm so lucky and happy. And what I've been trying to tell you these days is that you shouldn't worry much about our people because they are very tough. And it's because we are of the stock of Israel. You know, you have read the Bible many times, I'm sure, and you remember what happened as they were coming out of Egypt, going to the promised land. They had no respect for leadership. They were full of envy of the leader, very stubborn, you know, backbiting, complaining. But as soon as they got into the promised land, Moses became a hero. And they were almost worshipping him. The same Moses they were crucifying, trying to kill on the way from Egypt, became somebody to worship. So all I'm trying to say is, Director, their friends know who you are and they believe in you. That's why they are fighting for you all over the world. And you shouldn't pay attention to all these petty drawbacks.
Of course I don't.
You know,
I do not.
Don't pay any attention. Yes. That's all I want to say.
You know the Bible very well. I want to refer you. Somebody told me today, rather very interestingly, that somebody said to me today, because you're a student of the Bible, so you'll be able to tell me. There is a Jewish governor of a place because Moses would have become Pharaoh. But this very man, he's a Jewish man, he's an Israelite. He went and told Pharaoh's son, or he told Pharaoh that Moses is not the nephew. Therefore, Moses, I've forgotten the man's name. They said he's a governor of somewhere. They told me the name today. It's in the book of Exodus. Do you know what they did? They said that when it was the time for Israelites to go, the Israelites went to a man's house and asked him to leave as well. He said, oh, me. They said, yes, you as well. Are you not an Israeli? You are also going as well.
Yes.
They kicked him out of his house.
Yes.
They said he rode to the people on a horse and they brought him down and put an old woman on top of the horse. I don't know if you remember the name. The man told me the name of this very person. The man was saying exactly what you're telling me. This man told me this afternoon that is how bad our people can be. That this man saw that although that if Moses had been made the Pharaoh, that Moses could have been, you know, made their life a lot more easier. But even the good work that Moses did outside did not save him. This man still had to go and tell Pharaoh, you see this man here, he's a Jew. He's not a Jew. He's an Israelite.
Mm.
Don't make him Pharaoh. He is not even your nephew. That is how horrible our people are. I've forgotten the name. He's a governor.
One of the men who gave Moses trouble was Dathan. Somebody called Dathan. You know, he was a Jew who wanted to be like an Egyptian, and he was giving trouble. Dathan. I don't know if that's the one they mentioned to you. Dathan. But there were many of them who did that actually.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. At least we'll be able to clear that. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Our march is relentless. We don't intend to stop. We are not going to stop. Why should we? We are Biafrans. I'm going over to the other Skype line as well to see who is there. Please, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nwachi Menijaya Oka, and I am calling from Dakar in Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal, please go ahead. The whole world is listening, including Barack Obama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you, sir. I just want to thank God for the way he has been perfectly doing his own thing, because he does his own thing in a special way. Because his ways can never be the ways of man, and his thoughts can never be the thought of man.
That is correct.
If his ways were the ways of man, they would have destroyed all our good efforts we have done so far. I remember last year when I told you that people will mock at me if we stop. I don't like quitting. Quitting has never been in the mantra or in the creed of my father. Like I told you, he was a military man. So I know all these things will come up. But because I do see some things in a way people will not see. The last day I called was the day I placed your picture with Odenibo in my Skype. And I told you they are coming. But after they have come and gone, they will threaten you. Their stupidity will make you God to grant you more grace to your able. I know they will always keep coming, but they will not succeed. This is one thing for sure. Because whom God has blessed, no man shall curse. All these people making a lot of noises, can they stand one particular interview in international stadium? Or is it they are this broken and English or this type of rubbish they are speaking? Is it how they, or do they have any other person who can do this job? Sometimes our people don't value what they have. It pains me so much.
It shouldn't pain you. It should not pain you because we are undergoing a training. This is training that we are undergoing.
There are things that you can't see anywhere in the market. Sir, it's not praising. I don't flatter somebody. But I'm sure your type can never be seen anywhere. It's not seen in many places. On at the very rare. I don't know that stupid woman from somewhere. If you're making rubbish this thing, hit your point. Can you hear me again? What did we do to you? You are trying to make us to believe in your stupidity. Trying to make us to believe in your stupidity. Whom I am sympathizing is with is because his husband. In our village, in Nguzweda, in the local government, woman doesn't talk where there is man. Why are you fighting who brought you? I know the day she started calling from Stockholm, Sweden. You made him to be a little famous because she's not famous. You made all of them, you publicized all of them. My jealousy, my stupidity, my anything. This is their problem. So we are more than conquerors, unstoppable.
They know that, don't they? Nobody can stop us, Madam Boda. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable and simply so. We cannot help it. I speak the way I do. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. We are funneling all of you to one place. We want all of you to gather together so that to take you out will be very, very easy. Simple as that. Anything I say, I do. You know me. I don't go back. No forgiveness. No retreat. No surrender. Owenkiji, name. Simple. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your voice doesn't sound very...
Hello?
Are you ill? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good evening, director.
Good evening. Please, your name.
Martin. And I'm calling from Switzerland, Zurich.
Martin,
the coordinator in Zurich, sir.
Zurich coordinator, please. You don't sound, Adukwama, you sound sick. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
As is okay, please go ahead. That is cold. Come on, yeah. Cold. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to, thank God for everything that is going on. Imana. It's the Bible said that in everything we should give God thanks. So these things that are happening now, anyway, they are bound to happen. Everybody will not make it. After all, as we are talking about Bible, I think 600,000 people left Egypt for the promised land. You know, by the end of the day, it's only Joshua and Caleb that entered the promised land. The rest died on the way, and the rest that entered the promised land was those born on the way. Bible says so. And I would like you to read the book of Numbers, chapter 16. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what is happening today was what happened to Moses. Numbers, chapter 16. Maybe after the broadcast, you take your time and read it. And if you read it with Good News Bible, you hear that the people that revolted against Moses was, they used the word council, or members of the council in that English. So we see some of the priests, well-known members, they rose up against Moses. You know? So when our leaders rose against you, it just came to my mind that, look, it's just natural that people will always want to do things their way. But that should not make you to feel bad. It's part of the game. You know it yourself anyway. So that is it. I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you are doing. The prize is Biafra. And if we get to Biafra, everybody will shut his or her mouth up. That's it.
Of course.
Just of keep course doing what you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you very much from Switzerland. We are moving over to Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Amazing. Hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. What is your name?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. What is your name and where are you calling from? They are not saying anything. A house full of people, they can't say anything. They should get organized properly before they call. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hey, hello.
Yes, what is your name and where? Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Bruno Ihanacho.
Bruno Ihanacho, where are you calling Ihanacho from?
From Gabon.
From Gabon.
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Because I've been trying to call the number, it has been so difficult for me. But I thank God for reaching now.
You got through. Yes. Can you turn your system down, please, or you move away from the room?
Okay.
Turn it down or
all
move
right,
away from
you.
The room.
I've turned it down.
Go ahead.
Yes. So my name is Ibabu Chihanacho. I'm calling from Gabon because it's been very hard for me to reach. But thank God tonight I made it to reach you. So I wanted to give a word of encouragement because here in Gabon, here I have not been able to reach with any person that is in support on. I mean, aware of this the pursuit of Biafra France, you know. So I'm trying to see how I can get in touch. To see if there is a connection that I can get to link me to the organizers or people of Biafra, you know, in here. So another thing I wanted to encourage you, Director, because you are so wonderful. You know, truth is a spiritual thing. Truth has something to do with our hearts, you know. So to me, whatever, as you are saying, when you speak, it touches people's heart, you know, when it's truth. It touches people's heart and it makes people to be sure and to be awake over what you are pointing them to, you know. And we have seen every Nigerian, every Biafran man is aware of what has happened and where we are. We are like slaves everywhere we are in the world. So we are all aware of what is going on. Even in our technical development, whatever we have, we are doing outside here. We cannot do it the way it should be because we are not having our freedom. We don't have the freedom, the full time to work what we should do, you know. So we are giving all our support to you as our director. And thank God that you are such a man that is very, very wonderful. You are not, you have all it takes to bring their friend to us, you know. And we thank God. I thank God for your life. I thank God for your knowledge. You are well prepared. You are well prepared. And I know, don't mind about whatever that comes against your will, but because it's just like it's a proof to us that are not, you know, that are looking at you from distance to know how you follow the issues like that. How you follow issues will make us to know that you are able to take us to the promised land. You understand?
Of course.
So I think I am very happy for you, Director, and always give me the access because I would like to bring give people awareness that the line is going on. At least I'll call back with one or two people so that we can be able to speak to all the friends and give encouragement to start something that will make us to contribute as others are doing, you know, because it's all our responsibilities, you know, to do.
Of course it is.
So thank you very much. I'll be calling back. I'm very happy to get you online, you know.
Thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you from Gabon. The correct French or phonetic pronunciation is Gabon. We are very, very pleased for that. Everywhere we are in the world, Benin, people are listening from all over the world. This very precise moment, we are indeed unstoppable. There is no stopping us. That is why we are exceptional. That is why we are very, very special. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. You have come through to us via +44208.
Yeah, good evening. Am I the one online, Director?
Yes, you are. I was trying to read out the number. Please go ahead. Yes, you are. We've lost her. We have lost her. I don't know what is happening. We have lost her. We have. I wish you can please call us back. Try and call us back, please, my dear sister. That is the voice of our dear sister, Nina. I want her to please try and call us back. Very, very important you do so. Perhaps she has an announcement to make. Or if you can come through to us via Skype, that will also be better. Rapid Response 68 will be fine. We now have a caller also on Radio Biafra on Skype. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, Director, I just want to thank God for your life once again.
My dear brother, thank you very much for that. But stay where you are. Don't go away. Let's go back to the line and see if our sister is there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm back again, Director.
Please, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achari Hiowa in Aruchukwu, Biafra land. I reside here in Germany. I just want to remind those countries that have not paid their money that today is 26th of October and we have 5 more days to the end of the month. I hope you people do not think that we have forgotten that you are still owing us. First of all, I want to thank all the Continental reps for their cooperation. Whenever I call them, they are always ready to give me any information that I need. I'm very grateful, and I hope we continue to work in that manner as well. And I want to thank especially the Australia continent and the United States. You know, they are not owing us. But the Asian rep, the European rep, and the Middle East rep, they still have an assignment to do because we still have countries that have not paid and we'll be calling the reps in a few days. But first of all, I have to review again to tell us the countries that have not paid because we really need that money. And please do not pay in November and tell me that the November is for October because you don't pay your rent for November and then defer it for October. You pay November rent, and then you pay the one for October because your landlord will not accept the one for November to cover you for October. Now, for Asia, Thailand have not paid for October. Taiwan have not paid for October. And New Delhi, India has 3 zones. The 2 zones have paid, but New Delhi is still outstanding. Please, the rep for Asia, Nebedim, please take note. Now, for Europe, Maje Dozier, Germany, Berlin is still owing, Frankfurt, Karlsruhe, Stuttgart, and Osnabrück. Now, in Ireland, I've received the receipt for Cork, Waterford, and Kerry is still outstanding. For UK, we still have Coventry and Leeds. They are still outstanding. Switzerland, Geneva, is still outstanding. Now, for Middle East, Israel has paid from August to November. They have paid their arrears. That's good of them. Dubai have also paid. Turkey and Qatar are still remaining in Middle East. It's outstanding. You are still owing us money. Don't think that we have forgotten. Now, we come to countries that have not... Okay, now Spain. Spain, there are six zones. Only one have paid, Victoria. It's not enough. The other five zones have to pay. Denmark have not paid a single dime, neither Greece. Italy, they have 14 zones. Not a single zone have paid. Russia have not paid. Sweden, they have three zones. They have not paid. Now, from what you can see now, Asia is still outstanding in Europe. And then Middle East. That is Mazi Otuoso. Please, these three reps, we need your cooperation. You know the next thing to do. Pass the information to the coordinators or whoever. Within 1 week, we'd like to know that these countries have paid. Because before the week runs out, I'm going to call out the names again. You know, because it's very, very embarrassing. And please, if you have paid and I didn't call out your names, it's not because the names that I call are so wonderful. No, it's because I've received the receipt. So if I didn't call your name, please do not come on air to say that you have paid, but your name was not called. Go to your zonal coordinator and ask him why your name was not mentioned. Do not call on air. Please, that is the sequence. If you pay your money, you send your receipt to your email address of any country where you reside. Then your secretary or whoever is responsible sends the receipt to the continental rep where you reside. And now that one will come to me. So if I did not call your name, it means you have not paid. Please do not come on air again to say that you paid, but your name was not called. Because I do not call names that sound so wonderful. I only call names that I received their receipts. As I said, I will call again before the end of this week for October. And if you don't pay for October and then in November you pay, and you think we can use that November to cover for October, no, it doesn't go that way. You still pay us. Because Israel has paid for August, September, October, and November. So it means if you are owing us, you still have to pay. That is what I want to say for now. But all these three European continental reps, Asia, Europe, and Middle East, we will get back to you people, and then you tell us, you know, how far you've gone. But we need the money, please. And very soon, I will also be going on the defense fund. But this money, we need it for Radio Biafra to be functioning well. All what Radio Biafra needs is financial push. They need financial push. So we must give them this financial push to help them go ahead. Director, I'll finish. I don't know if you have any questions.
Yes, I have a question for you. From what you have just mentioned, is not even up to £2,000. And people think we are millionaires are washed with money. That is what concerns me. Mm. People think somehow we are, you know... Give us the money that Biafra up on the Natubenhego. Nakweli. You see, our people are extremely strange. And I have said this thing before and I will say it again. I wish I can find white people I will give oil to. So they can give us all the funds we need. And then when we get Biafra, everybody will pay tax to pay back the people that give us the money. That's the best. I think that maybe that's the best way to do it. You know, there is something called penny wise, pound foolish. I said it before, and I'll repeat this very lecture. Ndibodi ako, ako na mamiha wugo fuinhe. Being clever and being intelligent is not the same thing. It's not the same. It's either they want Biafra or they don't. If they don't want Biafra and we carry on doing it, they say, oh, they want Biafra for some other ulterior motive. You abandon them, they say, oh, nothing is happening.
Let me make this very clear. I said we need only 100 men and women, of course, those of them that will help us to accomplish this. Listen to me very carefully, my dear sister.
Yes, sir.
If by the 30th of this, listen, please. If by the 30th of this very month, any particular unit that hasn't actually met, they've not met the obligation, they will be replaced. The coordinator will be replaced. We need to start cutting down our numbers. We need to start bringing them down. Maybe we are too much. Because when we are too much, everybody is yapping from left, right, and center. We need to cut down the numbers. Between and the 30th, I want to know those who are very, very serious with us. I know those who are. I know United Kingdom is. Especially London is. We know USA is and will remain. I know Malaysia is very, very strong. We understand that very well. I know that Germany has the potential to be strong. And I want Tunzurimike to go to task on all the zonal coordinators in Germany. Anyone that talks twice or gives an excuse is out immediately. I want to head them. You see, we need to remove the bad people from within us. And this is how you know. They don't know that we are keeping tab on them. You want us to go home and start working. I am going home this week. If I will close my eyes and I will be at home and do all the work and feed the soldiers, move from place to place, be able to plan everything that we are going to do. Yes, on empty stomach. Then we are mad people. Thank you, my dear sister, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come the 30th of this month, you tell us who has complied and who hasn't. Those that didn't comply. Hey, we're gonna sit down somewhere. We can get Biafra. Thank you. We are here to beg people. Beg who? We are not here to beg anybody. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work. Because Chukwu Abiyama said we must do so. People, when you hear them talking, you think they have... She has called all the whole of Asia, apart from Malaysia, I'm sure. The rest is just rubbish, lying fallow. And I need to say, hey, that country... Oh, say it again, it's live on air now. And come that 30th, we'll tell you the whole amount we collected for the month. Since that is what you want to hear, then you will know that it is basically peanuts. We are covering up your backside. We don't want the world to know how wretched we are. I don't know these people. Anyway, I think there's always, Malam is always there with his stick. You run to Abuja and beg for contract. Poverty stricken people. I'm going back to my dear brother who happens to be on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director.
Please, turn your system down. Turn your system down. Please turn it down if you may.
Yeah, I'm turning it down right now. Just in a second. Yeah, it's down.
Go ahead.
So, Ezia Fakego, I'm sorry. I thank God for everything that is going on. But I just want you to explain one thing to me because...
I will.
That thing is, why is it that in that country called Zoom, there was never a president or head of state that Hague caught to come and give explanation on how he killed people in that country? Does that mean all of them are saints? Now, Uhuru Kenyatta, president of Kenya, took to Hague to explain how something happened in Kenya. So that means the world is just watching what they are doing there. Obasanjo, what he did in Nigeria was worse than what Gaddafi did or other head of other presidents in other African countries. Why is it that our own is just the world power will just look at them and just leave them? They will be going scot-free. Now, something is happening there. Nobody cares. Now, another question is this. When they say that some, like Dangote Group of Company, I want to know, what is the meaning of group? Is it an individual something or that people own it? And who are those people owning that group of companies? That only one person can be importing food that the whole country will be eating.
I'm going to answer your questions. I'm sure we've dealt with them before. We'll dive into them again. If you don't say that you are somewhere, nobody will quote you that you're there. That is number one. The Biafran people... Igbo people lost what is called the moral courage to take out action against the zoo because of the activities of Nnamdi Azikiwe. And what Nnamdi Azikiwe did is typical of Igbo people. Most of them don't know that that is actually a disease. You see, we are the children of God, but also
Chukwuebiam allowed Satan to come in and wreak havoc on us. The likes of Nnamdi Azikiwe is the embodiment of that very satanic calling. And I'll tell you why. Why didn't Nnamdi Azikiwe? I want to give you, to tell you, Nihenon and Mon and Amadha, what I want to prove to people, the way an Igbo person thinks, both male and female. Do you know the reason why Nnamdi Azikiwe did not support Ojukwu to get Biafra? Because hadn't Nnamdi Azikiwe supported Biafra, Biafra would have come. He was a heavyweight player. He was called the Zeke of Africa. If Zeke had activated all his connections in Africa, all the people that they did their nationalism nonsense, Pan-Africa garbage with, would have gotten Biafra. But what did he do? He joined Nigeria. Do you know why? And in that Nigeria, he is not the president. Why? Yeah. Because he wanted to unseat Ojukwu. Ojukwu declared Biafra. Ojukwu is the rightful head of state for Biafra. It was his conception under his watch. But Nnamdi Azikiwe wanted to come in to take over. Ojukwu said no.
I'm not cutting you, but you know there was a man called Okotiebo.
Of course, I know him.
He deceived Zeke to accept what the British are doing. And the British is financing, given that Okotiebo, I don't know, I can't pronounce the name very well. British are financing, giving him money to deceive Zeke. And the man name sound Igbo, Biafran. Now, I believe because of that, they come through that Okotiebo to deceive Zeke in order for Zeke to accept what
the... It is not the case. That is not correct. Okotiebo was the most lavish and flamboyant politician of that very era. People talk about corruption today. Okotiebo is like a squirrel. Ego guy for Totoro. Okotiebo was so bad that when he dresses so flamboyantly like a peacock, he would tie his george around the neck of a boy walking in front of him. The man was a complete and utter buffoon. He typified everything wrong with an African person. Nnamdi Azikiwe was born in Zungeru. In effect, he's a Hausa man. Nnamdi Azikiwe is not an Igbo man. I challenge anybody, anytime, any day. He named his children Muhammad. One is Dele. He named them all pan-Nigerian names. He was trying to play the typical Igbo man sense. He wanted to be an emperor in an empire he did not conquer. The British conquered the empire. The British were looking for people to hand over the empire to. They looked at this very Igbo man and said, no, we can't give it to you. We'll give it to Tafawa Balewa and to Ahmadu Bello. And that was exactly what they did. What Nnamdi Azikiwe should have done when he came back to Ojukwu is to play the elder statesman, allow Biafra to come. And then when Biafra comes, you insist on the same system of governance you had in the zoo. Ojukwu can be the prime minister and you can be the president of the country. It's very, very simple. But being an Igbo man, he wanted to grab power from Ojukwu. Ojukwu said no, and he boarded his plane and left and said no to Biafra. That was why we fell, or one of the reasons why Biafra failed. Now, let's just try and bring it into the... Turn your system down. I can hear myself. Something is happening. I can... Either your phone is on speaker or something. I can hear myself. Let us bring it down to what is happening today. Because of that very thing that Zeke did, the Igbo people lost the moral fiber to take go on to court. We have not been able to... All over the world... You see, when you tell them, they'll be making noise. Any day now, I said to Barrister Man Mezu, Barrister, file a case against Gowon in a British court. You will see they start jumping from everywhere. We're giving them Expo now, so maybe they can do it. You will see them jumping from everywhere, coming out. Where these monkeys have been staying, I don't know. You start something very nice to help them, they start crawling out of all the woodworks. It is in their nature. And we are prepared for it. And we know how to deal with them. And we are dealing with them. We are dealing with them. But Satan will continue to harden their heart. That is our nature. Satan will continue to tell them, no, don't agree, do this. We know that for sure. We get you somewhere, all of you together, and then you'll be crushed. Watch and see. That is why I encourage them. That is why I love problems. I do. Yes, I do. I love it. I love it. Because I feel even better when I win. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. We have a caller on the phone and we are going to go to him. I'm sure they called us from Japan yesterday, but we had finished by then and the line wasn't very stable. Let's see if this is from Japan. Can you hear me? The caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Evening. Yes, confirm where you are once again.
My name is Echevon Udeze.
Yes, Udeze, where are you calling from? Udeze, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Japan.
Yes, please go ahead. We are waiting. We are listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this morning I want to sound on the air.
Go ahead.
I want to give warning to this stupid group. I don't know. I don't want to mention anybody's name. Somebody add my name to a stupid group called Nan the Kano Must Resign. I want to warn that person. I don't know him. He should never ever try that rubbish. Because I am not in support of any stupid arrangement against Nan the Kano. And I have only God that I will never cause anybody in my life because I have done it and it happened many times. It gives me damage to his life. And I don't want to cause anybody in my life again. Anybody who will ever try to add my name to such a rubbish, stupid, and nonsense organization, I will cause that person and the person will die. I don't want to mention anybody's name, but nobody ever should try that. To tag my name or to put my name in that gossip, they should stop it. Anybody who is, I don't want to mention the person's name. I know the person is listening on the air now. He's hearing my voice. That he should stop it completely. Because nobody tagged me to join RBS. Nobody tagged me to join Nandikano in this struggle. Nobody invited me to RBS. I come to RBS by myself. I'm not a kid when I was leader and others. I'm fighting for the answer. My spirit doesn't accept it. When I saw Nan the Kano, my spirit said, go and join this man. I go. Nobody forced me to come and join him. Nobody even begged me or pushed me about the answer. I saw the spirit in you. I join you. I'm begging, please, if you are involved in this stupid planning, if you don't move your hand from fighting Nan the Kano, whatever you see, don't blame anybody. Don't blame RBL. Don't blame Nnamdi Kanu. Don't blame God. Whatever you find, whatever you see yourself. Instead of you people to appreciate the beautiful and wonderful job that somebody is doing, there will be somewhere gossiping for food to go to with them. Please, director. It's only what I want to say because I'm not happy with that kind of stupid bargain.
Don't be. You know what they do? I love it. Because the more they do it, the more followers I get. That is the lovely thing about it. The more popular I be. Please don't discourage them. Leave them. I love it. Do you know how popular I am? Oh, please don't discourage them at all. Oh, I love it because it makes people tune into Radio Biafra. They want to listen to me. Once they do all of those things, they want to listen to me preach the gospel of God. And they come and they stay as a result of it. So please, leave them. Go ahead.
This is the reason why I call on 29th September. I mentioned something about 419. So you know, so you pick your face, but I want to explain to our people the meaning of 419. People don't know what is 419. People think that 419 is 419. 419 means 419 system. 419 system of removing what belongs to somebody. That's removing one that better thing from somebody. 419 system of taking what belongs to somebody. This group of Biria and others, this is what they're doing us. They want to use any system to remove this beautiful country from our hands. They want to use any pattern, and they have tried many ways they fail. They use many systems. Out of 419 systems, they have used more than 200 systems, but they fail. And I know that the people failing. Because they just, all they want to do is to, you know, to make people run away from what you are doing. To make people believe that you are a liar. To make people believe that you are not doing the right job.
It is called hold on, my dear brother. It's called make people believe. It's English language. Make believe. It is not believable, so you make it to become believable. Those two things are not quite the same. That something is believable and something is... If these people are that good, but I am here call Radio Biafra live on the air, or you, I will tell you where I will meet you. And we debate. When they see me, they run away. And anyway, of course, Emani Hudi Ken and your manko. Simple as that. They are cowards. I know them very much. I know them. For if not for any other thing, that these people are cowards. We must not dwell on it. And on these very idiotic people, very myopic in their nature, we are here to propagate this very gospel. And the whole world is listening. I would rather if people don't make reference to this, because we want to tell people about Biafra. So please, I'm begging you, we are not in a gossip galore. If you know you are a man or a woman and you're strong enough, I know Yorubas will try. They will bear evil names. It could be Yorubas that opened it up. You don't know. I said that Yoruba attack will start very soon. And Unuganya, where? That is the problem. BBC hasn't come in yet, you know. BBC hasn't come. They will join very soon. As soon as we are getting closer to our mark, the more desperate our enemies become. And we are going to come. They begged from the back. Why don't you want to include us? We want to join you. I said to them, no. You are born of a Hausa Fulani man. You may look Igbo. You may have an Igbo name, but there is nothing Igbo about you. You want to come and behave like your father, and I won't let you in. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. We continue our work. Our work is to disseminate, to preach this very gospel to the ends of the earth, because Chukwa Biama is God. Chukwa Biama is God. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, turn your system down.
Okay, okay. Director, good evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you, but I can still hear your system as well. Your system is still talking. Can you hear me?
Okay, now.
It's better now. It's better now. Please go ahead and hurry up. Too many people on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness me. These people are not serious, are they? Not serious at all. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, as always, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is your radio station. And our lines are open. People are at liberty to call us. And we are performing various duties. We are also cutting down our numbers in preparation of what is to come. We need the hardcore, the very few that are dedicated, those of them that will do anything for their country, very, very important. Can you hear me now? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Please, you speak.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, I can hear you. Good evening. Go ahead. Your name and where you are, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I am Josiah Obrilanu Mogara from Umudo, Asia, in here, local government area.
Thank you.
Director.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from India.
From India. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, you are a wonderful man. You are created for this job. In fact, this Radio Biafra, it has 3 things, more than 3 things it's doing. You are educating us. You are educating people, making people to know what is things they did not know and what is hidden. You are a wonderful person. May God bless you in this.
You say?
Amwezamu. You are created for this.
You are kind. Go ahead.
I want to first tell you that one problem with we Igbos is money, money, money.
It's poverty.
If you can change our mentality, money, 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 the focus money, as if money is God. They should look at it, the zoo, the outsiders, no matter what their people are doing, they will see behind them. Look at Boko Haram that is shedding blood. Yet, there is no outsider man have ever come and criticize them. And our people, I want you to, whoever is going to be in this struggle with you, either zonal coordinator or whoever. Hello?
We are listening, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Whoever is going to be, they should take oath. They should take oath. It's not everything that you will inform them. It's not everything. If it is only two or three people you trusted, but whoever that you do have power and money, anything money, the person should not take. Think of money in this struggle, even in land or food.
My dear brother, your line is unstable. Please try and call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, no, they cannot hear us either. The lines are not performing very beautifully this very fine evening, but we do know that the main lines themselves, the numbers are working perfectly fine. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, the time here now is approximately 5 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. Is that correct? 5 to 9. No, he said no, about 9 minutes to nine. I need a few more days to get the hang of this because the clock moved backwards. So it is now 9 minutes or 8 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening here. And it is the same number of minutes to 10 p.m. in Biafraland because they are 1 hour ahead. This is Radio Biafra, your platform where the whole world listens to. Everybody on this planet, we are cutting down our numbers in preparation of what is to come. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller, I don't know what is going on, for goodness sake. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You have come to us on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? My goodness me. How can somebody call us and not be able to say anything? I am disappointed. Disappointed. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, nah, yeah, director, this is Brown. I'm calling from Ireland.
Brown.
Yeah.
What is your full name? The day you were born in the village, what name did they give you?
My name is Brown, though, but I'm calling from Ireland.
That's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Namdi, please, what I want to say is just very simple thing. Namdi, I would like you to forget what has happened. And let's forge ahead.
But you're the one talking about it now. So say something else and not that very thing you wanted to say before.
Please,
say something else.
So my ear is full of, you know, old stories.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have anything to say about how we are performing in Ireland or any views or ideas you have about how to move Biafra forward? Because if the world, and let me finish, if the world are listening to Biafra men yapping like women, they cannot give us any weapons. Do you know that?
Exactly.
They will say that these are not men. You understand that?
Yeah.
I don't want to discuss this very issue anymore. No matter what you heard or what you read, keep it to yourself. Tell it to your children before they go to sleep. Don't bring it live on air. Or else the world will think we are women, that we cannot handle weapons when they give it to us.
Exactly.
Very important.
Yeah, exactly. What you said is correct. But what I'm telling you, regarding of...
Oh my goodness me. Dear Lord. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? No, they cannot hear me either. They can't hear me. Our lines are slightly digital. If it's the barrister will say that lines are digital. They are a bit digital this evening. I don't know what is going on. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? No. Everybody wants to hear their voice. These are all new callers. I understand the need to try to be a little bit patient with them, but it makes us come across as being slightly amateurish, which is not very good. The caller on the line, can you hear me? On Skype, you are on Skype. Can you hear me? Oh my God. I don't believe Damian Elago is doing this, you know. Damian Elago, can you hear me? What type of thing is this? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Those of them you expect to know better don't know. Then what do you expect first-time callers to do? Not very good at all. At all, at all, at all. I know the line's a bit iffy this very evening, but that is not an excuse for our people not to understand the protocol and be able to follow it. Once you call, you stay where you are, and then you go ahead and you speak, and then we'll be able to hear you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is from Otto.
Ogonna Kingsley, please go ahead. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Benin State in the
Zoo itself. It depends on the part. It depends on the part of you. If you are on the Doma part of Benue, then that means you're a Biafran. If you're outside that, that means you're an animal in the zoo called Nigeria. Please go ahead.
Exactly, that's correct. Also, I want to really contribute to what's happening.
No, we're not discussing it anymore. Not at all. No more discussion on what is happening. I want people to volunteer to say, where are we recruiting the one to fight? Igbo men. Yap, 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 yap. I'm fed up of it. We are here to get Biafra, not to gossip, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, engineer? Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, engineer. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please
directly.
Go ahead. Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm having the same problem, struggling between my laptop and my iPad so that I don't fall into that same problem of your voice coming back to you.
Exactly. Please, go ahead.
All right, Director, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. My name is Iruanya Clifford Chukwuemeka. I come from Arundi Onyomobi, also called Umuchukwu in Uguta in Biafra land. Director, I want to make two very important announcements.
Go ahead.
Very, very important so that Biafrans will know. These announcements borders on, you know, clearing the air. Now, number one, I would like the whole world to know that for the entire North American continent, the entire North American continent, if we all pay, what we are contributing is simply $2,400. Director, I repeat, the entire North American continent, if we pay fully, it is simply £2,400. $400.
Which is about £1,500.
$2,400. I want the whole world to know that. Why am I saying this? Because we always talk of money, 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 money. They are contributing money, contributing money. He's swimming in money. I remember the discussion I had with you yesterday. You are finding it difficult to pay your flight. Am I correct?
That is, of course, is correct. But you can't tell them now. How much money do
you have? You are supposed to be in Mexico. You cannot go because you don't have we don't have the money for you to do that.
Exactly.
You insisted, Director. I wish I recorded that conversation. I'll play it like people like to play recorded conversation. You insisted that we fly you economy class when you visited us last because we were the one paying out of pocket.
That is correct.
Am I correct?
That is correct.
I am making all these revelations. These are supposed to be personal, but I'm making all these revelations so that people will know that that the idea that we are swimming in money, there is money, 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 money. The whole of North America, $2,400. That is it. USA, 2,000. Australia, 1,000. Mexico, 1,000. Trinidad and Tobago, USA, 2,000. Australia, 100. Mexico, 100. Brazil, 100. And Trinidad and Tobago, 100. What does that give you? Is it not 2,400?
That's what it is. That is the billions we are carrying. but please, engineer, you have spoiled my phone now. You have ruined it. You have ruined my phone now, and I'm not happy about it. Why didn't you allow them? Oh, engineer, maybe going here. Please, engineer, please. If you have something else to say, you say it. Because I want them to think we are millionaires. Please, it's important you do so. Very, very important. Please. we have our reputation to defend. So I quite enjoy it when they say we are swimming in billions. Please don't spoil it by telling them how much we contribute every month. It's not important. Please go ahead. Say something else. Yes. Let us not indulge these idiots. We are here to get Biafra, and I want us to focus on everything to do with Biafra. We will no longer respond to anything done by... What do you expect? Jonathan paid somebody $300 million to stop us online from broadcasting. It was not possible. If they had an Air Force jet to go and shoot down the satellite in outer space, they would have done so. So they are going to... There are too many hungry Igbo people, the ones we know. There are Yoruba people joining the fray, answering Igbo names. You know, it's Facebook. Anybody can create any account. Somebody can come and copy my pictures and go and create an account. I'm breaking havoc. It doesn't mean anything. That is why something new is coming, and we're going to announce it until that thing comes. Then we know who is who. We are going to do transfer. You know, we're going to do a bit of upgrade. We're going to upgrade some people to something very new. Then we know who the real Biafrans are. Then the dancing and Facebook exhibitionism will come to an end. We know what we're doing. So please don't, you know, shatter our street credibility. I want people to think we are millionaires. Please, it's important. Don't discuss that anymore, please, if you may. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. Now, the second thing I want to say is this, because there was something you said yesterday. And one thing with our people is that if you are not in the know, then try and find out. I mean, when you say that our operations had been, you know, affected upward of 6 months, I expect somebody who is an officer, I expect somebody who calls himself a coordinator of a zone or a national coordinator to call his representative. Or if you want to take it further, go offline and contact the director. Director, why are we suddenly being affected by upward of 6 months by this? You didn't do that. Instead, what you did, you called on air and started challenging and started arguing. So are you telling me that when Jonathan goes in power, then we wait for 6 months? Let me tell you now, even our operational details, secrets, have been known as far as Israel. A cleaning girl has information about our operational detail. Why? Because this girl got in contact with somebody that director trusted so much. And you want us to still operate on that same operational details? And you want people to go out there and get killed? This same girl is going about telling people that they have completed plans to assassinate director as soon as he stepped his foot on Biafra land. And you are calling on air, arguing with director. You don't even know anything. You don't have the information. Instead of you to call privately and inquire what is going on, you are arguing. A girl, a cleaner girl in Israel, has all the operational details. All the top secret we have, a girl, a cleaning girl in Israel doing a cleaner job, has this information because she has access to somebody who has this information, who has rebelled. And this girl has given a graphic description of all the plans they have to assassinate director as soon as he steps his foot on Biafra land.
We shall see.
And you want director to maintain the same operational details.
Please, engineer, I don't know. Somebody said he will do the same thing in New York. They said they will do the same thing in Amsterdam. Somebody said if you come to Germany. All this nonsense, I've heard it before. But the thing is that I hope and I pray that Chukwu Abiama continues to give me a very soft and kind heart. Because if I remember any of them one day, only one phone call, I'm just telling them, you know, people should not try to take our good nature as an advantage to be doing or engaging in activities likely to jeopardize the struggle. Once our operational detail was leaked to people who are not meant to be privy to those details, it became compromised. That is how you know that some people are not supposed to be fighting for Biafra. There are secrets I know about our people, including those in Ohanaeze. From now, if they do something bad against Ndibo politically, I'll go after them. But to dabble into any other thing else becomes gossip. And I don't do that. I discuss about the way you relate to our people. That's my only interest. Your conduct with our people. Are you advancing them? Are you, you know, retarding them, as the case may be? That's what concerns me. Anything else is just tittle-tattle. It's nonsensical. Our operational detail was leaked. Our entire officer command compromised. That people we are saying, people are never respected. People were calling me and telling me about our plans on the ground. Church at Barcelona. So I had to change everything. There was no time to waste or to delay. We couldn't waste any more time. We had to change the operational details on the ground. That's all we have done. And that is why the delay is there. Don't blame us. Blame those who are responsible for it. There is a delay. We're not going to lie about it. There is a delay. But our, you know, modus operandi is still intact. Our timetable is still there. That is the key. We are not going to move about until we are ready to do so. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who is on the line. I believe that Uchenna Asiewu is on the line. Is that correct? Our head of directorate, is that correct? Asiewu, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
And good evening, dear friends all over the world. Once again, my name is Mr. Uchenna Asiewu, the head of the Directorate of State of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Biafrans all over the world, the die is cast. I want to use this opportunity to tell you that we are moving ahead. The more tougher it becomes, the better for us.
We have lost him. We have lost him. Our lines are slightly digital, as the very eminent barrister himself will say. It's not been as stable as we expected to, but we are soldiering on all the same because we don't give up. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello. This is Nnamdi Judo Kunkwo, calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, please go ahead. And Asiebu, remain where you are. Go ahead.
Director, I am very happy to hear your voice today.
Thank you.
I have been trying for a long time to make sure that I get through.
You got through today, which is good.
I was living in Malaysia, and thank God we located in Thailand where we are fighting for survival.
That's good.
And I thank God that I am with you today. Director, I know as I called you today, I know that many have engaged online hoping that one day they will get you through.
Yes.
And I think them getting you through is their right time to get you through. My name once again is Nnamdi Judo Okonkwo. I'm from Aro Ndizog, Akumantankwo father, calling from Malaysia, Thailand.
Yes.
Director, when I hear your voice always, I don't know. I sleep with you. Whenever I don't know what to do, if I'm thinking too much, I replay all your comments you made. Director, you are a man that God sent. It's only God will stand for you. When you say that Obama listening to you, truly they listen to you.
Of course they do. I know that. I know.
There is one day I went to one Muslim shop to check something on my phone. The man saw me immediately and turned his laptop out. I turned it away from me. So I was trying to know why he made that fast movement. He was listening to Radio Biafra. I shocked. So whenever you say that people are listening, truly, truly, they are listening. They are taking courage. They are learning from it. Even they don't listen, they later replayed your comment you made before and they listen to it. Director, God will bless you. God will surely bless you.
You say?
It's only people that don't know. When I talk about Biafra, people are looking at me and asking, do you know that even in my church today, that the pastor even donated almost 500,000 Thailand money on the first service that people will contribute? They want to cook for Jesus for Christmas. All those things. And our Igbos bring money instantly to show that they have the money. why their country is spoiling. Director, there is one comment that you made today that moved me marvelously. When you were talking a lot, you were thinking, because what you are saying now, people don't understand. You say that if they are not willing to contribute, maybe you can reason with their oil. You know that Igbo like to surprise them. That shocked me a lot. I said, that is what we should do. I want to hatch again. I'm with oil. Which are many of us, only many villages, you agreement itself. But we can engage with that. It's a very good idea. If it's what they want, if they are looking this thing as a child play, it's what we have. It's our own. We can put hand there. We can make agreement there. We can find a supporter there. We have waited them for long, crying this for long. We have another or many alternatives. Director, I believe that you are a man of wisdom. You know what to do. You know the best we can do. We can engage with many things. If they don't want, we find a supporter. My director. Sometimes when you are talking like this, or they call you mad, maybe imonye biale loku ge afro check on ego ordinary radio. We are talking our future,
and that is exactly what we are doing, my brother. And thank you very much for that. Yes, thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are discussing our future, and that future also goes to. I would like to Chukwu Nunkwo, who is our coordinator in China, to contact my secretary immediately. Contact Obiome Bere. I'm trying to get hold of you. Tochukwu, anybody close to him must tell him immediately to contact Obioma Ebere as a matter of urgency. Very, very important. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. This is John Onega calling from Nagoya, Japan.
You're calling from Japan. Please go ahead. Your line is a bit wobbly. It has been wobbly a bit this evening, but please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It is better. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to use this opportunity to, you know.
No, your line is not good at all, my dear brother. Let's just go to our head of directorate. Asiebu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, once again, good evening, Director, and good evening, dear friends all over the world. I want to use this opportunity to tell you, dear friends all over the world, that the die is cast and we are ready to go. I want you to go back to work. BU National Coordinator, Zonal Coordinator, and Continental Reps. All of you must go back to work. Our main reason of gathering is to get Biafra. We are not here to gossip or to blame one another. What is paramount now is the restoration of Biafra. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's all about we. We must work together to get Biafra. Let's forget this tittle-tattle everyday gossiping here and there. We don't gossip. We are the men that believe in action. This is the time. Go back to work and let posterity judge all of us. I don't want to start saying things and not there. I want to urge you all, Biafrans, go back to work. Get your defense funds ready to your zona, to your national, and to your continent. Make sure you pay your defense fund. Make sure you pay your monthly dues. As our finance director announced this evening, our dear sister, Nenaya, she's a wonderful woman, and she's doing her work very, very well. I appreciate her. I want you all, if your country have not paid, make sure you do so on or before the end of this month. Do not say we did not tell you. I want you to remain steadfast. There is no way Biafra will not come. We are not here to gossip. We are not here to blame one another. Rather, we are here to get Biafra. Please, my dear brothers and sisters all over the world, people of Chukwu Abiyama, go back to work. This is not the time for gossip. So many things that unite us, that few that divides us. Do not allow that few to divide us the more. Anchor on the so many that unites us. I plead to you, wherever you may be today, you must go back to work. My first priority now is Biafra. It's not all about me. You can say whatever you want to say about me, but Chukwu Abiyama, who we serve, knows each and every one of us. If you have said all manner of things about me in the past, you are forgiven. Because the most paramount thing now is Biafra. Uchenna Siebu is not at stake here. What is at stake is Biafra, and Biafra will not get. So, my dear brothers and sisters all over the world, go back to your zones and do the needful. Go back to your zones and do the needful. The time of gossip is past. That one is in the past. No more gossip. Director has announced yesterday the men that will put things in order, the men that will inquire and know exactly what happened and tell the world. So leave these men, they are able, they will do their job. And in due time, they will announce to you and everything will be fine. We'll move forward again. Thank you. God bless you wherever you may be. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless Biafra. Thank you, Director, and good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Well spoken, eloquently put. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra once again. Our lines are a bit funny this evening, but we are getting through all the same. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I can hear you, Director.
Yes, what is your name?
Okay, I'm Comrade Stephen Okeke.
Comrade Stephen Okeke, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Umoju, from Inorumba North.
Are you listening to Radio Biafra now? Are you listening to us right now?
Yeah, I listen to Radio Biafra.
Go ahead.
And even now, I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
What are you using to listen to? Are you on satellite?
Yeah, I'm listening to satellite.
To satellite. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to salute you. I want to congratulate you. I want to say to you, Meshuku Abiyama, the God of Biafra, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has destined you before you enter your mother's womb. He has destined you for this particular mission. May he encourage you, protect you, guide you, direct you, because I know I've been a former one of the commander in Masob before. I've been in Masob with Wazirige for more than 10 years. So I know what I have gone through. I know the propaganda. I know the enemy. I've got much experience before everything just came down because of the leader. Now, I'm very happy since I have started listening to Radio Biafra because I thought my hope has gone. I'm born Biafran. And I know that particularly, that particular God of Biafra who has called me into Masob, no matter Masob leader and the leaders messed up. I know that that God of Israel, they want Biafra to get free. And Biafra must be free.
He said,
Now, please, my brother, I want you, with the experience I've got, be very careful, stick very well with the Chukwu Abiyama, who will always defend you, because I've had everything you lectured me. I'm very, very much excited, and in short, I've been sick almost 2 years, and but since I've listened to Radio Biafra, our Chukwu Abiyama, the God of Biafra, the God of Israel, has started healing me. And that is why I can be able to call you now.
Wonderful.
Then I say, my brother, we are going to promised land.
You say?
Be very careful. Be very careful. The enemies, even the enemies outside, are a bit small. They are better to be defeated, but the enemy is weakly.
That's correct. That's what I said.
That's the problem.
The Igbo man is the problem for Biafra, not Hausa. Hausa is not the problem. It's an Igbo. Igbo man is the problem. That's why Biafra didn't come before, and that is why there is a delay in Biafra coming. Not Hausa. Hausa can be defeated in 3 months. 3 months we defeat them. It's Igbo man that is the problem.
Sure. Our problem is our people inside us. That is our problem. But I know, with God, all things are possible. With Chukwuma Piama, all things are possible. And I encourage you. This is my number. I had many followers, but within the time things fall apart, everybody went home. Like Israel said to your tent, oh Israel. But any time I say or I call them, because then some of them, when I get up from sick bed and travel to get message or something, some of them will ask me, where are we now? Where do we be? This and that. Mm-hmm. I know any time I call them, they will wake up.
Wonderful.
They are with me. And they are with you also.
That's good.
They are with Biafra.
That's good.
They are with Chukwuma Piama.
He say. I'm going to your career.
What I'm telling you,
yes.
Yeah, we are at home. We are at home. We are ready for anything. We can go to any length to get Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. God bless you.
And God bless you too. These are the type of calls I want to hear. These are the calls I want to hear. And not all these gossipy things. They're at home and they're waiting. We give them weapons and then the rest is history. That's all. We go and fight. The problem, getting Biafra is not... Hausa is easy to overcome. Very, very easy to overrun. The problem is the psyche of a very dangerous Igbo man. Very, very deadly. To himself or not to Hausa. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, my dear.
Please turn your system down. I can hear you. Turn your system down, please. Yes, go ahead.
My gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My gentlemen,
your line is still on. That is the problem I have. You need to turn down your system. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Hello, Nambi.
I can hear you very well. If you turn your system down, that would be better. What is your name and where are you calling from? No, not at all. They want to hear their voice before they speak. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
The caller on the phone.
My goodness me. People call and they want me to hear my voice. Somebody said a while ago, before you call Radio Biafra, please spend some time listening to Radio Biafra. You follow our protocol. You see the way we operate. Then when you call us, you'll be able to flow in at the same time. I don't know why all this time. I can't understand it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Nami. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Mr. Nathan. I'm calling from Makodi, the zoo.
You're calling from Makodi, please go ahead.
From Makodi, the zoo.
Yes, Makodi is in Benue. Is that correct?
I think Benue State.
Yes. What is the name of the local people that live around Makodi? They are not Idoma people, are they?
No, these are the thieves.
These are the thief people. Okay. Gowon's people. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I box you in the afternoon. That Idrika is dragging the Australian man to court. No reply.
Is he?
Idrika is dragging the Australian man to court.
That's very good. That is very, very good. Very, very good. It's a good thing. I'm happy to hear that. No, we didn't get the information. You know. I didn't get the news. I didn't get it. Of course, news break on Radio Biafra. So the breaking news is that Idrika is taking, that is the way we operate. It's a very genuine Biafran. To go and clear his name.
Yeah.
to prove that he is clean. That's good. That is very, very good. I love that. I love that.
Yes.
As we told the world that is, we told the whole world that Ihejirika is in. Of course, everyone knows that. Even before we started defending him, we knew that here can you? No, it's not possible. That's very good. That is very, very good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anything else you want to say? No, I don't think so. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is you. The caller on Skype, this is the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? I have one on any on the line. I don't know if you can hear me. One on any, can you hear me? No. Our lines are indeed very, very digital this evening. I don't know what is going on, but people keep calling and we must keep taking their calls as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Coordinator's line.
My goodness me. People call us and they want us to hear our own voice. I don't get it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please. No. No. Something. We are, the calls are here. They're coming in, but they're not speaking. I don't know why. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, if you can, hello. Please. Yes, give us your name and where you are. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Ibokwe Kelechukwu.
Ibokwe Kelechukwu. You're calling from the zoo. Which part of the zoo are you in?
Benin City.
Benin, please go ahead.
Yes, my director, I want to congratulate you and encourage you for the job well done.
Thank you.
I've just attended this to Radio Biafra about a week ago on satellite.
A week ago on satellite, yes, go
it
ahead.
It was just God that led me to that. Because I was just doing something before I ran into that. And since then, I have been listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
My compliments, please. We in the zoo, we the youth in the zoo, we are anxiously waiting for your directive. And we make a lot of coordination to talk to you, to divide you, to stand back, so that every time you ask us to move, we will move. A lot of things are just going wrong here. We are suffering. We've lost our hope. Please, my director, I will always try to call to get more details and see how I can mobilize my brothers and sisters in the zoo so that we'll be on the waiting list. We support you. May good people be over. Bless you. Guide you. Protect you. In Jesus' name.
He said, He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Of course, we know they're waiting and we cannot afford to let them down. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Are you hearing me, Director?
Loud and very clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, this is Iken Nawanenyi from Bahia Aji in Oru, a local government, Biafra land. I'm calling from Los Angeles. Director, I want to encourage you and to take faith, and also I want to bring to your attention that I've been getting a lot of calls from reverend sisters and nuns. It's really amazing, you know this is amazing, and they said they have our full support, they love what we're doing, and they're praying for us. In fact, one of them spent almost an hour and a half with me on the phone. In fact, I told her, let me call her back. She said, no. Some of them are from Germany, you know.
Yes.
You know, they said, you know, despite what is said in Exodus 20, you know, they don't like here, you know, they know exactly what is going on.
That's good. That's really good.
They know exactly what is going on, and they have our full support.
That's good.
And one of them said, even if she's called upon, she will carry a gun. And I was amazed. You know? These are reverend sisters and nuns. Reverend sisters and nuns.
That's good. Very, very good. That is good. That is good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So they said they're praying for us to keep on going. We're on the right track, you know. And, you know, this is not only surprising to me, but there's a lot of Catholics, you know, who go here who think they don't know, they know too much, or we don't know what we're doing and all whatnot. But these are reverend sisters and nuns, you know.
That's very
anyway,
good.
Anyway, yeah. Another thing, Director, I will request for you to be brutal. I mean, for you to be brutal. No Mr. Nice Guy anymore. No second chance. We are in phase two. We are even in phase two. You have to be brutal, you know. Anybody who does not obey will be removed immediately. And no second chance. And I'm suggesting for you, if it's possible, to try and screen some calls that will not benefit us, you know.
Yeah, but I've told them. Anybody who says, I read this, I saw this, if you start with, I saw, I read,
yes.
I heard, I'll yes. put the phone, I'll cut the call immediately.
That's very good. That's very good. And we in US have 1000% support, you know, 1000% support. You know, my family has 1000% support also. And I'm making an announcement. I want to remind all the zonal coordinators that I need the names of the people who have paid their Biafran Defense Fund or Biafran Restoration Fund in full by the end of this month. I made this announcement last week. I need all the names who have paid complete, because we shall start issuing receipts and documents next month. And also to remind them that they should pay for their wife. I can't understand why any principal officer does not know that he should pay for his wife. If your wife cannot pay, you must pay complete the restoration fund for your spouse. It's very, very important. We cannot start collecting money from other people and we have not paid. You paid yours, fine, thank you. But your spouse has to pay. If your spouse can't pay, you pay it. You know, there are some ladies here who even don't have support of their husband and they're paying, you know, their restoration fund, and I applaud them for that, you know. And I want to indicate that we should not relent efforts, you know, we should continue with connections we are making with media and the government officials. You know, it looks like everything just, you know, went, you know, down, you know. We should double our effort, because when we commence, we're going to need to air our information to the media. So people should, you know, go to their local newspapers, to their local radio stations or televisions to make connection. You can start. You know, public televisions is public radios are easy to go through. Okay, so please, people, go and, you know, make these connections. And also, what we have to do here, you know, really, we should not be questioning what is going on, what are we going to do, and all whatnot. Everybody has an assignment to do. If you are supposed to attend meeting, attend meetings. If you are supposed to contribute, contribute. If you are supposed to evangelize, evangelize. People who are appointed to handle other stuff are doing their duty. There are certain things you know when they come. There are certain things you will not know until they come. You know, so do your duty. Whatever you are told to do, do it. Director, I want to thank Chukwuma Bioma for all your work, and thank Chukwuma Bioma for helping us to restore Biafra. Thank you.
Ise, thank you very much, Wanonenyi, who is our national in the USA, and they are doing fantastically well. I am going back to the line once again to see if the caller is still there. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
God bless you, my director.
And God bless you too.
God bless you, my director. Yes, very, very, thank God for your safe journey back to England.
Thank you.
From here in New York City.
Thank you.
Yes, director, this is, Austin Dweze from Ntokwa.
Yes, Austin.
West in Biafra land.
Thank you. Sir. Thank you, Austin. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just thank God today. I traveled to Hampstead because my David Ezekwesili gave me some flyers, some Biafran flyers, and my coordinator too, Ugo, is aware because I've told him that the hotspots where our people who have lost their main sense of reason contributing to different churches, which who continue to grow up their empire, that the mainly the very place for me to get our fellow Biafrans is the church. So I needed to use, there is a particular church which I traveled. I'm just coming back into New York City. I traveled and like it's just like the outskirts of New York, which is Hampstead. So I was able to get across to some Biafrans who I gave the flyers, and you know, there was a kind of a shock in their face, making you to know that there are a lot of our Biafrans are lost. They are lost in the pleasures of the countries that they reside in, different places of the world. They are not connected with the realities at home and what is going on. So the flyers also carry the website of the Radio Biafra.co, which carries a lot of information which will make them connected. And next Sunday, I'm going to storm another Biafran church here in the Bronx in New York. So gradually we'll take away, we'll try to drive into them by fire, by force, either they like it or not. My director, I've been listening to you and some of our callers who never knew. I think one of the meetings you had in Manchester, they never knew that the names they hear today, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, that they never knew that they went to war. They never knew that these great names in America went to war. Listen now as I read, and all Biafrans around the world, you have not experienced war, or your father told you about the difficulties in war. Does not make this we are going to go into, championed by the director, inevitable. It is inevitable. And I have listened to, as I have listened to the director of state, Asiebu, and I am really, really, you know, I'm really, really, you know, fired up with, you know, his words, because I listen carefully to the words of people that are called in between the lines. And I am fired up by his words. I am encouraged. Now, prior to 1776, everywhere you're listening, all Biafrans around the world, this is not about the director Nnamdi Kanu. This is about the generations after us. Why director is sticking out his head and everybody coming to him. He is not paid. Nobody is paid. The house, everybody in the National Assembly, in the zoo, particularly from the East, Delta, everywhere in former Biafra land, all the tribes, languages that make up Biafra, listen, you have a task to tell the assembly in Biafra land how this is how it happened during the Second Continental Congress in the United States in 1774. The Congress in the United States moved the motion that, look, the agitation to break away from our master has come. There should be, the Americans should be allowed to pick up arms. Why am I saying this? I studied the war. I studied the war. I now knew that the National Assembly had a part to play. So even if you like it or not, it's just for you to also write your name in gold. Move the motion. What are you sitting there? You're second sitting allowance. Very good. When the other war hero died, it was good. None of you stood up for the 1 minute silence. This other man, Benjamin Adekunle, I was really encouraged. I love it. When two Biafran senators or House of Rep members, you never stood up for 1 minute silence for the so-called useless warrior, Benjamin Adekunle. Now, this is what you should take a step further. Move a motion in the house that your people want freedom. This is you are there to represent a larger constituency, not yourself. Because when the chip is down, I'm sorry for all of you. I'm sorry. I'm talking directly to the sitting senators right now. Move a motion for the actualization of Biafra, which is the yearnings of your people. Now read. Now I read. Prior to the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, adopted by the Second Continental Congress, states the reason the British colonies of the North America, of the North American, as the United States was called then, sought independence in July of 1776. The declaration opens with a preamble describing the document necessity in explaining why the colonies have overthrown their ruler and chosen to take their place as a separate nation in the world. All men are created equal, and there are certain inalienable rights that government should never violate. These rights include the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When a government fails to protect those rights, it is not only the right, but also the duty of the people to overthrow that government. In its place, the people should establish a government that is designed to protect those rights. Governments are rarely overthrown and should not be overthrown for trivial reasons. In this case, a long history of abuses led to the colonies. Whenever I refer to the colonies, that is how America, you know, today was called, the colonies. Wherever the British are, they call them the colony. A long history of abuses had led the colonies to overthrow a tyrannical government. The King of Great Britain, King George III, is guilty of 27 specific abuses against the American people, which was then the colonies of Britain. The king interfered with the colonies' rights to self-government and for a fair judicial system. Acting with parliament, the king also instituted legislation that affected the colonies without their consent. Now, what are these harsh situations? The colonies now called the America found themselves then. Amongst them are, but not limited to, legislation levied taxes on the colonies. It also required them to quarter British soldiers. Their right to trial was removed by the jury, and they were prevented from trading freely. Additionally, the king and parliament are guilty of outright destruction of American life and property by their refusal to protect the colony border, their confiscation of American ships and fleet, and their intent to hire foreign mercenaries to fight against the colony, which is fight against America. The colonial government tried to reach a peaceful reconciliation of these differences with Great Britain, but we are continually ignored. The way Nigeria is ignored, the way the people of Biafra, the indigenous people, not only the people speaking, are ignored today. Colonies, as the Americans were called, who appealed to British citizens, were similarly ignored, despite their shared common heritage and their just cause. After many peaceful attempts, the colonies have no choice but to declare independence from Great Britain. The new nation will be called the United States of America, and we have no further connection with Great Britain. The new government will reserve the right to levy war, make peace, make alliances with foreign nations, conduct trade, and do anything else that nations do. It is not...
Now, let me stop you there for a minute, because this is an epistle. I want to compare and contrast that very thing, that very document, very beautifully crafted, well-written document, I think... It was written by somebody called Adams and somebody else. I've forgotten the other man's name. Adams is one of them.
Yes.
Hi, my goodness me. I've forgotten the other guy's name. Two of them wrote that very preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America. These are British people. We must get these facts very, very clear. The people that said that rejected Britain were actually British people. They said, we don't want anything to do with our old country. And not only that, they said, now listen, this is the difference between white people and black people. They saw something wrong with the British. These are British people. Mary Rose, the ship that they used to go to the New World, sailed from Southampton, not far from here. Mary Rose set sail from Southampton for the New World. These are the people that settled in the area today you call the New England, in areas around Boston, in Massachusetts, Virginia, all those places, right? Now, what I find astonishing, very, very astonishing, is this. Why is it that the same people that came from Britain said, we don't want anything to do with Britain, their government, their system is very bad? These are British people, mind you. Now, you compare that with monkeys from Africa. They got their independence from Britain and they joined the British Commonwealth. In other words, the Queen remained their head of state until 1963 for the case of the zoo, where the zoo now became a republic. But the same white person in America said that the British government, we are interfering with the day-to-day life of an American. Because of that, we don't want anything to do with them. But the same Britain not only interfered, after they claimed they had left, they killed Biafran people, 5.2 million people, and the same people they killed are today jumping all over the place on Facebook saying we want to be part of Nigeria. But is it not, it shouldn't come as a surprise, the other people that said we want nothing to do with Britain, they are growing.
Explained everything, you broke it down for our listener. The message I'm trying to pass across is what you just explained, which I love so much. I'm happy with you, with the way you explained it. I'm very, very happy. Exactly. These are the cousins. These are the same British people in America who said, no, Britain, you don't do things like this. No, no, no. We don't want to have anything. The evil people, they said, I'm sure they took a means of transport, went to England, but they fell to plead from US, they went to England to plead, but they fell on deaf ears. And this was said, okay, Washington, Abraham Lincoln said, okay, oh yeah, everybody, all Americans, we're going to fight our masters. We're going to fight them out. Everybody carried their weapons. With all the big names you're hearing today in America, they fought war, they led war. And the cheating is the cheating you are experiencing in the zoo. The cheating done is that the cheating, the backstabbing, the cheating done in America then is not up to what you are experiencing today in the zoo. All your ports are locked. They intentionally wait for you. Some people intentionally joined the customs. All these people intentionally joined the customs to steal Biafran goods. If you don't know, you know now. They crippled the economy. I am telling you, don't think you are rich. If there is Biafra, you are richer than as you are. So we'll be richer than as you are. Every Biafran is listening to me. So it's not gainsaying that the former, that for the past 100 years, 1914 till date, Biafra land, which comprises indigenous languages, but not limited to Itsekiri, Ogoni, Idoma, Ibibios, Ibankes, Ikwiri, Isoko, Igala, Izor, or the Jos, Urobos, Kwales, Benin, Efik, and the Igbo speaking, have been subjected to a great fraud by the House of Fulani and their corrupt British advisors, manipulated and marginalized without knowing, as their lands encroached and their seaports rendered useless, ineffective, their education system made useless and killed, and given policies that they could never live with making them scattered everywhere else around the world. God bless America and the people and the leaders, especially leaders past, for their resilience and doggedness to fight for freedom we are all enjoying today. God bless Biafra land. God bless you, my director. And God bless the directory.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. I couldn't have put it any better than the way you did. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct. We are continuing because here the clock went backwards. If you're listening to us from the sceptered land of Biafra or from the zoo, the time there now is slightly different from what we have here. It should be to 11, if I'm not mistaken. It should be to 11. Here the time is about 10 minutes to 10 p.m., which makes it 10 minutes to, which makes it 10 minutes to 11 p.m. in our beloved country, Biafra land. The reason why we set up Radio Biafra is to educate and to liberate. We educate you first and then comes the liberation, so you will understand what it means to have your own country. United States of America, having realized that Britain is no good for them, the Britain of then, not the Britain of today, I seem to add, decided to have their own country and go. They just said, you know, everything, these are English people. Understand it. If you look at their names, Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, these are all British people. Thomas Paine, all British people, British descendancy. But there was no room for sentiment. This is exactly, our brother has given away the expo. Oh my goodness me. It's an expo. That is exactly what we are trying to do with your wretched Igbo psyche. To let you understand that. That is what we are doing exactly with the wretched Igbo psyche. Is to try and make you understand that there is no way you can be in love with something that is fundamentally flawed. That is not possible. You cannot do that. In America, there was no room for sentiment. They never said, oh, but we are from Southampton. Remember that King George is our king. No, they had no room for that. They said, these people, what they are doing is bad. And because what they are doing is bad, we want nothing to do with it. And they went and they built a very great civilization. So anytime we attack the Igbo psyche and the negative aspect of it, allow us, we know what we are doing. We see things that you cannot see. Eventually, you people will be grateful for the work we are doing. You people will, not you, maybe you know, your children's children. The same way this brother is talking about those things that happened 200 and something years ago, mentioning Jefferson, Adams, Washington, all the rest of them that made things happen. The same way will be mentioned in the next 500-600 years. Because as long as there is man on this earth, as long as we bring this Biafra to bear now, we will be remembered. And that is immortality that we're talking about. But those of you who are very, very hungry, you will come for Patanyono, you take and you eat. No legacy, nothing. In America, George Washington left a legacy. Abraham Lincoln left a legacy. Dwight Eisenhower, Truman, all the rest of them, even George Bush. Everybody left a legacy. Something that they will be remembered for or by. How about you? What will you be remembered for? That is the key. That is what makes you a man. Not how much you can gossip. No, that is irrelevant. What tangible things were you able to do? The editorial board of Radio Biafra and those around them have managed to do something that nobody before us was able to do. Not just establish a media outfit, but always educating our people. We don't take any adverts. If we place it on advert, people will come because we have listeners in the millions. We have presence in over 88 countries of the world. People will come. But as long as we cure you of that Igbo disease, once we cure you of that disease, the sky becomes the limit. There's nothing you cannot achieve. Understand that. That is exactly what we are doing, trying to cure you of that disease. That was what the founding fathers in America did. They cured the average English person that just migrated from England to America of that disease, cut away from Britain. Once we cut from them, they changed the name of Anglican Church to Episcopal Church. They changed their every name. In Britain, they would say sidewalk. In America, they would say curb. They changed every name from bonnet to what they call bonnet again. Even an ordinary car. If Britain says that this thing is right, America will say it is left. Even America changed the voltage of the electricity. I think theirs is 60. Because there is something about, I was being taught in America, there is something about 660 and the human body. That nature does something 60 times. Even clock is 60 times. Even the electricity, you know, the bulb you use, You have 60 watts. Is that correct? Everything is in 60, 60, 60. I think Britain does theirs in 30 or 45 or so. America changed everything. In Britain, they have small, small roads. America, when they want to build their roads, you can lie down on it. They wanted to build everything that is opposite to what you had in Britain. And today, America, let me remind you this. America is the most successful and the longest civilization that mankind has ever known. I repeat, United States of America is the most influential in terms of its cultural outreach. In terms of human civilization, the civilization that which America is piloting, the Western Greco-Roman Christian Judeo civilization being piloted by the USA, is the longest lasting in the history of mankind. The Roman Empire fell, the Greek Empire fell, all the empires of the world, the empires of Genghis Khan, all the empires, they came and they went. The Austro-Hungarian Empire, which other empire was there in Europe? The Austro-Hungarian Empire of the Habsburg family, which other family was great? Napoleon Bonaparte was also big in Europe as well. That fell apart. Spain was also very big. I want to remember the name of the king. They even conquered Flanders, the present day you call Netherlands. Spain was there also. The Portuguese were great, but not that great, so to speak. The longest sustaining, most culturally influential civilization of the USA. Why? They saw something wrong and they decided to make it right. They said there is no way that man cannot be born equal. You can't have a king and the king is saying, oh, my child is going to also be a king. They said no to that. That is why they built that very magnificent civilization. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with monarchy. If the British people think monarchy is fine for them, that is their business. You leave them to it. But for us, we Biafrans, we are Republicans by nature. Republicans by nature. And it is a Republican state that we are going to build. And it will be called Biafra. That's the name of it. And we thank you very much for having joined us this very evening. There is no more. We cannot take any more calls. We have come to the end of the program. And we thank each and every one of you for having joined us this very evening. You are also going to join us early in the morning. It is 7 a.m. here, but I want to get this right, but 8 a.m. also in Biafraland. Our lines will remain the same. They will be open for you. You will call us and we'll take your call. Our march is unstoppable. Just understand that. We are going forward. We are doing that thing that our people never tackled before, which was why we lost. There were some very serious education and weeding out that needed. In fact, the men we were actually taking to war, we needed to understand them, especially the officer class. But this very disease of treachery was not cured. That is what we are trying to do now. We want to cure everything now before we go to face our enemies. That is exactly what we are doing. So you expect all these very tiny, inconsequential eruptions to occur now and again. But we are resolute. We are determined. And we are going to prevail. As soon as I get home, there will be what is called, it's not a reshuffle. Heaven and earth overhaul of our entire movement. By the time we finish, only 100 men will be left. From all over the world, 100 only, that we can count on, 100, and then we commence our march. Only 100, as I've told you before, 100 men, and our guanere, then you will know that Chukwuebiamah is God. All these people, the enemies of what we are doing, they will all die. That I can assure you, they will be dead. That I can tell you categorically, because the Hausa man is not the problem. To defeat the Hausa man is very easy. What is enslaving you is your own psyche, the way you reason. Your psyche is keeping you in bondage. If you don't question everything in life, there is no way you can advance. Advances in medical science, advances in astronomy, advances in everything in the understanding of tectonic plates that maybe give rise to tsunami and other, it came by people asking questions, challenging the orthodoxy. That is how things came to be. I remember when Galileo met the Pope and said, the world is round. The Pope fell up from his chair. He said, lock him up. This is blasphemy. You are blaspheming the Bible. Lock him up. Today, NASA built a probe that is still traveling because this earth is infinite. Not this earth. In fact, the universe, the creation of Chukwu Abiyama is infinite. This very probe will keep traveling from now till forever until it burns up. It's called the Galileo probe. Go and Google it and study it. That is what I do. I study and I keep studying because understanding and knowledge is the only way that wisdom can come. And with that, you can be able to educate people better. You can be able to channel their lives towards positivity that will lead them towards liberation. If we do all these things and not get Biafra, we would have failed. Biafra is key. That is what will tell this very world that indeed, that men, we are born in Biafra land. Without Biafra, we are nothing. Get Biafra and then you will see. And that is where we are going. That is why to us, this same Biafra, as always, without fear or hesitation, is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And do join us again, 7 a.m. London time, 8 a.m. Enugu time, tomorrow morning.
We passed victorious.